its Schools Open Drive Carefully campaign. A great burden is on the motorists to take extra precautions when driving in areas with school-aged children. AAA offers these safety reminders for motorists. Watch for reduced speed limit signs in school zones that become effective when classes are in session. Remember the law about stopping before passing or overtaking a school bus stopped to pick up or discharge children. Watch out for youngsters riding bicycles who may appear suddenly from a blind spot. Help your child map out his or her safest way to school, and remember that traffic hazards near schools multiply when children are dropped off and picked up in family cars. Remember that school traffic controls are operating now that school has restarted, and anticipate the actions of youngsters and be ready for anything by reducing speed in areas where children are present. These reminders are brought to you by AAA.
Hi, I'm Frank. The pedestrian you passed back there? You didn't even notice me. But why should you? Well, I could pop out in front of you when you least expect it. It could be a kid chasing a dog. Of course, I try to be safe. I use crosswalks, look both ways, and make eye contact with drivers. But either of us could make a mistake. So let's, you know, look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more information, visit aaos.org.
Asthma. Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't. If you have asthma, take 30 seconds to take the asthma control test. For each question, think back to the past 4 weeks. How much of the time did your asthma keep you from getting as much done at work or at home? How often did you have shortness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms wake you up at night or earlier than usual in the morning? How often did you use your rescue inhaler or nebulizer medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org and take 30 seconds to complete the asthma control test. Or call 1-800-704-4699 to receive the test by mail. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything you can to control your asthma, or is your asthma controlling you? A message from Asthma Action America.
Mary Gallagher shares a small two-bedroom apartment with seven people, her three children, her 16-year-old sister, and three others. She's working hard to provide her family with a better life. Now, Habitat for Humanity is helping Mary build a simple, decent, and affordable home. Not only is she building her own home, she'll buy it with a no-profit, zero-interest mortgage to keep it affordable. Habitat for Humanity. Building homes, changing lives. Support the work in your community. Visit habitat.org.
I like some cookies.
Potato chips.
Candy.
Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows.
Cotton candy.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast.
I want pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Popcorn.
That's why they have you.
French fries.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gere, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
The abuse started just after we started dating and got worse.
I thought I should stay to keep our family together. But the situation at home is affecting my children and my job. My name is Keisha, and I am a survivor of domestic violence. I now take care of my children and go to work without the fear and stress due to abuse. I reached out for help when I needed it, and you can too. If you or someone you care about needs support at home or in the workplace, please call the Domestic Violence Confidential Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. That call changed my life.
If you are a victim of domestic violence, there is help available, and it's just a phone call away. The Domestic Violence Confidential toll-free hotline number again is 1-800-799-SAFE. This message brought to you by the State of Illinois and this station.
For Paralyzed Veterans of America, Montel Williams.
The events of the last few years and the war on terrorism have made us all think more seriously about the service, the sacrifice, and the care of Americans' veterans. Paralyzed Veterans of America is dedicated to ensuring that veterans with spinal cord injury or disease receive the best quality health care and benefits which they've earned. PVA funds research and education for the care and cure of paralysis, and they're leading the fight for civil rights and opportunities that maximize the independence of paralyzed veterans and all people with disabilities. I am proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, and you can also help. For information, you can call toll-free 1-866-USA-4PVA. 1-866-USA-4PVA. Paralyzed Veterans of America, creating a better tomorrow.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brother, come to listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brother, come to listen.
It is time for us to use our power. We do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Hearing revolution in the air, young brother, come listen.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino,
that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free, long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any, every, all, any, every, all, any, every, all, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I gotta talk here for a second. Front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, huge headline. Front page of Chicago Tribune. Folks are talking about George W. Bush taking responsibility. I take responsibility. No. No. You didn't. And if y'all, did you see his face all twisted up, talking out the side of his mouth like a 7-year-old who got caught doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing and wasn't going to say, I did it? He couldn't even hold his body straight at the podium and stand there and look presidential. It was just disgusting. It was disgusting, and the news media is propping him up and kind of knocking him down. So what's the net result of that? No movement. No movement. This man looked you in the face and snarled out this statement. To the extent the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility. What the? Huh? What the? To the extent the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility. Huh? That's not a statement of responsibility. For all of you pathological lapdog loyalists that are thinking in your twisted little minds and your contorted little thoughts, well, George Bush, you know, he can't say that he did it wrong. Well, what's your phrase? What's your answer for everything? The enemy will win. The terrorists will win. If George W. Bush takes responsibility for his action, well, then I guess so when your 5-year-old says the same thing to you, you're going to let that ride too, right? When your employee that screws everything up comes to you and you expect them to take full responsibility because George W. Bush, in the seat that he stole, his job isn't to take partial responsibility. His job isn't to walk up and say, well, yeah, maybe something, I don't know. His job is to take full responsibility. Now, this is the same man that has no problem with categorically saying that Social Security is not necessary. We need to have accounts, private accounts. He says that categorically. He doesn't say to the extent to which some people think that this is something that we should have, I fully support that. This is a man, and let's be clear. George W. Bush is an individual that the only style of talking that he knows how to do is in a declarative sentence. I'm here to say that John Roberts is the right person for the job. He speaks in declarative. Judge Rehnquist was born on a farm. Judge Rehnquist was a good justice. This is a man who speaks in declarative sentences, and now he doesn't have a declarative sentence to give to us. Huh? To the extent the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility. No. No. You didn't fire Brown. Did you? If you're taking responsibility and you're acknowledging things, you didn't fire Brown. He left. You never said, I'm going to fire Brown. In fact, the only thing you said about Brown was, Brownie, you're doing a great job. Okay, and to the extent to which the federal government didn't fully do its job, right, I'm going to give you another opportunity. Because the fact of the matter is that Brown did a horrible job. Chernoff did a worse job. Because the bottom line is that the federal official with the power to mobilize the massive federal response to Hurricane Katrina wasn't FEMA. It was Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chernoff. Even before the storm struck the coast, Chernoff could have ordered federal agencies into action without any request from any state or any local officials. Brown only had the authority, unlimited authority, to do so until about 36 hours after the storm hit. And that was because that is when Chernoff designated him as the principal federal official in charge of the storm. Chernoff was responsible for managing the national response to a catastrophic disaster. How do I know that? How do you know that? Because it's written down in the National Response Plan. What is the National Response Plan? That's the federal government's blueprint for how agencies will handle major natural disasters or terrorist incidents. And how did Chernoff get that responsibility? Well, to the extent to which, George W. Bush assigned him that responsibility because he's the Homeland Security Director. But it was Chernoff who didn't shift the power to Brown until late afternoon or evening on August 30th, 36 hours after Katrina had hit. 36 hours. And how do we know that? Because we have a copy of the memo. The memo even suggests that Chernoff may have been confused about his own role and what his department was supposed to do. You know, I'm not saying you're stupid, but you are. The name of your department is Homeland Security. What is it that you are confused about in terms of your responsibility? Unless the American people haven't really been told the role of the Department of Homeland Security. Maybe Chernoff knows something that we don't know. Hence his confusion. Maybe Chernoff, when he was given his job description, he was told, you're here to spy and to hunt for terrorists. And the trillions of dollars that we are funneling into your department are supposed to be used for that. Maybe that's why he was confused. Because he was told one thing in his job description, and now all of a sudden after he read the fine details of it, it's like, Chernoff said in the memo to the Secretaries of Defense, Health and Human Services, and other key officials, he said in his own memo, the Department of Homeland Security, along with other departments, will be part of a task force and will assist the administration with its response to Hurricane Katrina. Huh? Huh?
Your job was to run the mug. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We're going to take a break. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. My number here is 454-0400. 454-6609 is my fax. Toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. It's like Iraq all over again, folks. We're going to talk about that. It's like Iraq all over again, only it's in Louisiana. The worst of Iraq is coming to the United States, or is here in the United States. Maybe we need some insurgency going on. Maybe the Democrats need to be the insurgency here to stop this mess. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's weather and traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by TV Guide Channel. Eastbound 44 between Route WW and Route 30 in St. Clair is an accident involving a tractor trailer in the median near the rest area. Westbound 44 between 141 and Antire, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic backs up approaching 141. Crash occurred eastbound and ended up in the median. Eastbound 44 at Big Bend, there's an accident on the right shoulder. Southbound 55 between Peavey and McNutt, look for an accident reported as well. Northbound 55 between Merrimack, Bottom, and Carondelet, no problems there. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass and Lindbergh, no problems there. Eastbound 40 at Mason, that traffic is already starting to build this hour. Northbound 270 is heavy from 44 to Marshall Road. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain into New Florissant Road, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Blanchette Bridge, nothing to report there. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 between 5570, look for no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. Northbound Illinois Route 3 to Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Illinois Route 3 north of 5570, however, there are restrictions in both directions due to a head-on collision from earlier. And Tesson Ferry at Kennerly, there's a report of an accident with injuries. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TV Guide Channel. The queens of the red carpet are back. Watch Joan and Melissa live at the Emmy Awards Sunday at 5. Only on TV Guide Channel. For a listing, visit TVGuide.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, partly cloudy skies today with a high around the upper 70s. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. For Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Friday evening, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 50s, and Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and rain with 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and rain with 68 is their temperature. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, is your station for talk radio with a difference. Call now for your turn on the air. The numbers are 314-454-0400 or toll-free 1-877-920-WGNU.
All right, blue highlight reel, take one. So he takes the defender, passes to Ketchup Chuck.
Kachuk.
What?
Kachuk.
Gesundheit.
No, his name is Kachuk.
Right. How do you spell that? Never mind, it's been a while.
Take two.
Kachuk walks in.
Skates.
What?
Kachuk skates in.
Right, good idea. Skates, got it.
Take three.
Kachuk skates in, he shoots, he.
Could you give me the line?
Scores! He shoots, he scores!
Ooh, good one. Scores. Okay, let's do it again.
Just read the copy. Take four.
Blues hockey. The hits, the shots, the saves, the goals. It's all coming back. To get back in blue, call 622-BLUE or log on to stlouisblues.com for tickets. Single game tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at the box office, Ticketmaster outlet, stlouisblues.com or call 314-622-BLUE. St. Louis Blues hockey, back in blue.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be
talking about. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
At Halloween, it's all about the scare, the fright, the horror. For the most scare anywhere, come to Hollow Weekends at Worlds of Fun every weekend from September 24th through October 30th. We have five times the, and five times more, and you still get all of them. Hollow Weekends has five extreme haunts. Camp Gonna Get You With Your Hatchet. Carnival of Carnivorous Clowns. The Lore of the Vampire. The Fright Zone. And the New Dominion of Doom. Plus, all our coasters for one low price. So you can scare the
Jesus
out of yourself over and over again. One ticket, unlimited thrills. Hollow Weekends at Worlds of Fun. We've got the haunt that you want. Sponsored by Kansas City area Toyota dealers. Visit worldsoffun.com to book your reservation at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort.
If you feel like you're on the DL when the other station switches to sports, remember that we're still taking your calls. To join us, dial 314-454-0400 or for long-distance callers, 1-877-920-WGNU. The place to call is Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU. The other station is strictly for the birds.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Oh, Liz, I wanted to ask you about a website you had on one day where you say you could see your house from a satellite.
Yes.
Did you have that website?
Yes, I don't. I can give you the name of it. It is Keyhole. Let me see. I think it's Keyhole. Google Keyhole.
Google Keyhole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, the service is now gone from the website to Google is sponsoring it. And it's an amazing thing. Not only can you see your house from the in live time, it's going to be a wonderful tool for Katrina survivors to go and look at where their property is. If you can't get into New Orleans, you can go Google it on this Keyhole website, and it will also chart out a map for you. You tell it where you want to go, and it will give you. You'll be able to look at it in third dimension of how the directions that you take. It's amazing.
It gives you directions to the spot that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
like the maps.
Only yeah. it's in 3D. You know,
yeah.
and you're actually looking at the roads that you're going to be going down. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I've been wanting to call you about that for a long time, but usually you had a whole lot of other stuff going on. And I didn't catch that website when you was talking on that show.
All right.
Also, I saw something on TV last night about Brazil and their dependency on oil.
Mm-hmm.
They went from 80% to 10%.
What did they do?
They're using, I think they're using alcohol or corn oil or...
Okay, they're just using an alternative for...
Right, they're using
an alternative renewable fuel
renewable
source.
Renewable fuel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just makes sense. It absolutely makes sense.
And they're building their cars to accept this, too.
The technology is there. You know, if we...
I was saying to use it because it's half the price of gasoline.
And it's renewable.
Right.
Which means that it comes back. Oil is finite.
Right.
You know, it doesn't come back.
80%
so.
To 10%?
Well, even if it's 80% to 50%. Yeah. Even if it's 80% to 60%. You know, I mean, it's renewable. This country is being led by people that are greedy in a way that is indescribable. Got to go. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com or check me out on the web at lizbrown.com. You're on the wake-up call.
Oh, hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Morning. You're just talking about the renewable fuel?
Renewable fuel.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How can you convert the older cars to this? Is there a way?
I don't think that there is a way. I don't know. I don't know if there's some kind of conversion kit that could be put on the cars. I can't imagine that there wouldn't be. And even if there isn't, it's a process. You know, I mean, Brazil. If the caller was correct about the Brazil going from that high to that low of a dependency on oil, I'm certain it didn't happen overnight. It was a process. And they should be building cars right now. And I think that there'll be a whole lot of Americans that would love to stop paying $3 a gallon, $5 a gallon for gas.
Oh, yes, we would.
You know, so the technology is there. The wherewithal, the will to do it in the United States Congress is not there. And that's the problem.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me because we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Dolores, good morning.
The top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you.
Thank you. You know, I couldn't get to you the other day when you were talking about the cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted people to know there are cell phones that you can get. You can have them turned on for $25, and it's like 100 minutes. It's good for 3 months, and that's good for people that, you know, really don't want to sign those contracts. It's
one
of them for emergencies.
That's one of the things that the guests talked about. Those Virgin has a cell phone like that,
mm-hmm.
where you just buy the phone and you just keep putting the cards in the phone and for the minutes that you want to use. There's no termination fee. There's no contract for people that don't want to have to go through the credit check of it or can't go through the credit check of it. I believe T-Mobile has one too.
Right.
So I mean, there are programs out there. Fortunately. for all kinds of people that people that, you know, just want to keep a cell phone in their car.
Right, and $10 can keep you on for 3 months.
You know, so and that's doable for many, many people out there. And
yes, given
safety concerns, women driving by themselves, men driving by themselves,
you need them.
I don't know how we got to the place where we need them, but now we do.
Right.
So
well,
there
thank
are
Thank you
phones.
So much for all the information you're imparting.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Calling. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. We've got to take a break. After we do that, I'll be back. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number.
Steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it proud and know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tall.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The Mosaics Festival of the Arts returns to North Main in historic St. Charles on the weekend of September 16th, 17th, and 18th. This free, family-friendly art festival begins at 4 p.m. Saturday and ends at 5 p.m. Sunday. Visitors can sample a taste of St. Charles at outdoor cafes sponsored by participating restaurants. For more information, call 636-946-7776. News to you from WGNU.
Right now, the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. Right now the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Help the victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Together, we can save a life.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. The man President Bush has chosen to replace embattled FEMA head Mike Brown is David Paulison, formerly the Director of Fire Operations for Miami-Dade County, and past president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. He is also the same guy who 2 years ago thought it was a great idea for Americans to protect themselves from terrorists by wrapping their houses in plastic and duct tape. And Dateline New Orleans. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has hired a company called Kenyon International to run a mobile morgue that will handle recovered bodies in Louisiana. Kenyon is a subsidiary of a larger entity called Service Corporation International that is operated by a friend of the Bush family. SCI subsidiaries have also in recent times been implicated in the illegal discarding and desecrating of corpses. A cemetery in Florida owned by SCI removed hundreds of bodies and simply dumped them into nearby woods where wild animals desecrated the remains. A vault was even broken open with a backhoe, the bodies removed, and the vault was then used again to hold more bodies. Outraged family members wound up suing the company and got a $100 million settlement. The manager of that same cemetery was subsequently found dead in his car in an apparent suicide attempt. The chairman of SCI is a longtime friend of former President Bush and donated $45,000 to the current president's Texas governor's race back in 1994. SCI also gave $100,000 to help build the George Bush Sr. Presidential Library. SCI also owns some 15 funeral homes that were sued after bodies were found stored in and around a crematorium in Georgia back in 2000. Former Wake Up Call guest Melanie Sloan, executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, says it is appalling that the Bush administration has hired a company with a track record of bungled mortuary services. SCI is the largest funeral and cemetery company in North America, operating 1,500 mortuaries and cemeteries. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes. Jumping in the water, washing away these blues. Down into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken. Tales already been told. Hearts already been broken. Wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real?
You wanna be loved? You wanna be loved for real? This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Y'all want to hear some stuff from Howard Dean? Want to hear some stuff from Howard Dean? Howard Dean said, well, the president did take personal responsibility. Howard Dean said, well, that's one thing, but a whole lot of people are dead. Yeah, well, that's another, isn't it? On Bush's low approval ratings, Howard Dean says, this is the most divisive president since perhaps before the Civil War, and he got there by not telling the truth. On Roberts and how the president's policies promote racism, homophobia, and injustice towards women, Howard Dean said, I didn't hear any answers, and I heard a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where the rest of the Democrats at? If this is not, you know, I mean, if you're too timid to pile on George W. Bush, at least walk into the room where the pile-on's supposed to be. You know? You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
WDNU?
Yes, you're on the Wake Up Call. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, and Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, I have three news magazines for this week.
Yes, ma'am.
And they all covering the flood.
Yes, ma'am.
Now listen to some of these titles. In Newsweek, there's an article, and the title is in very heavy black letters, How Bush Blew It.
All right.
And the U.S. News World Reports, the title on the front page is Who Screwed Up?
What?
And they give an analysis of what went wrong.
Okay.
Isn't that something?
All
three of these magazines, Time, Newsweek, World Reports, give an account of their investigation.
You know what? I'm going to get all three of them, and I'm going to have those. I'm going to talk about those tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah, get them all.
Okay.
All
right. Because I want to see where they were. I love the headlines. I'm hopeful with the headlines. I want to read the words that they have. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Anna.
All right.
Bye bye. 454-0400 is the phone number. Yes. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
That's great. My name is Miss Bell, and I was calling to report a hate act out at Parkway West High School on a ninth grader, and her name is Christine, and another ninth grader spit on her yesterday, and his mother came to get him right after the incident happened. They called the young man's mother. But the Christine, which is a black young lady, her mother was not called until 4:30 after the daughter had gotten home. And the mother is just just outraged.
What else did the person that spit on Christine, is he white?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he say anything in addition to spitting on her?
He called her a black nigger. I think those were the words. And she, you know, was saying something back, and he turned around and spit on her in her face, and she tried to reach for him to hit him. I guess she did, and he ran.
What did the school do to what's the boy's name?
The boy's name is Greg, and it's a funny last name. I do apologize, I don't have the last name. And the young man's name is Greg. I do not have the last name. And the principal, the ninth grade principal, Mr. Dave Burst, Ross, I'm sorry. He called the mother from the school about 4:30, 5:30, and talked to Christine. And Christine says, my mother's not at home. So he calls back approximately 7:04, and the message, which I heard, stated that I'm sure Christine notified you of the incident and that he would like Christine to stay at home while they're investigating. She will get a letter, that the mother will get a letter.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I understand why the principal would want her to stay at home, because there's two ways of looking at this.
Okay.
The way that the principal wants her to stay home because they want to do a cover-up. That's one way.
Okay.
Another way of looking at it is that the principal wants her to stay at home because it's a very traumatic thing, and they do want to do an investigation. So has the mother talked to the principal yet? Obviously, she hasn't yet.
Talking to him yet. She's waiting this morning.
Okay. I think that we need to follow up and see what the principal does about that, and see what because if the mother wasn't home.
She was at work.
Right. If there was no way to contact the mother, then I don't know that it's necessarily that they got to his mother first, Greg's mother first or not.
It was, because he had just spoken to the mother early that morning on something else.
Whose mother?
The principal has just spoken to Christine's mother early that morning, yesterday morning, in reference to something else. And
had he called her, or had she called him?
She called him.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that he had her number at work.
He does, because she's been going to the school since elementary.
Okay.
She's been going to elementary school, middle school, now she's in high school, and they know where she works at.
Okay, here's the thing, okay, because I'm just trying to get the facts from you. The mother needs to talk to the principal today. She needs to be up at the school today to talk to the principal about what is going to be done to this ninth grader, Greg, who committed this hate crime.
Okay.
Okay, and she needs to insist that Greg be, I mean, first of all, in the adult world, to spit on somebody is an assault.
Yes, ma'am.
So it is a punishable offense, and particularly a foul thing like spitting on somebody is something that really should be punished, because if he's not punished for doing something like that, then what will it mean for other kids to do that? And obviously, the use of the N-word when you're speaking to a person of African descent is a clear case of a hate crime.
Yes,
so he definitely needs to be punished, and punished severely for this.
Yes, ma'am.
So the parent, Christine's mother, needs to be up at the school district today.
Yes,
and there's some other things that I think that she can do, but I would prefer not to say them over the air.
Mm-hmm.
If she wishes to call at the break at 454-6660, I can give her some other suggestions.
660. Okay,
all right.
She will be calling Don Cook, who is on the board of directors of Board of Education out there.
Okay.
And Robert Melito. I did call this morning.
Here's what I would recommend that you do. I really, it's great to call people, but it's far more important to put it in writing and to document it.
Yes, ma'am.
So there are letters that need to be written, and I would even advocate that you send them registered, so that you know, so that you can be certain, so that people can't say that they didn't get a copy of the letter.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. And also there are letters that could be written to the school board members as well. And the president of the school board, and even the superintendent. All of these are letters that can be written and should be written, particularly if nothing is done.
Yes, ma'am. I will be on this.
Okay.
454-6609 is
6660.
6660. Okay.
Right.
I have the mother call you.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I would like to kind of change the subject a little bit.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I went down to Tandy Center yesterday, and I was looking at the equipment and stuff that they have down there. And in the boxing room, they need so much more equipment. And I was talking to the boxing coach, and he was saying they can't do fundraisers. And I was wondering, is anybody out there that can help, that have the money to help with the equipment? They need boxing gloves. And he tells me those gloves run $158 a set.
Isn't that awful? That's awful. That's
And they really don't have any lids. And the box, the bags that they have to hit, you know, just the equipment, you know. And I was wondering how we could go about trying to get some equipment for us handy. You know, they closed up.
I got it. I only have 5 seconds here.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Hurricane Ophelia continues to move up the North Carolina coast at a snail's pace. There are thousands of power outages and concern about flooding. Forecasters say Hatteras Island could get the worst of it. ABC's Heather Nauert is in Nag's Head.
About a quarter of the people around here are now without power. That's a quarter of the people up along this entire coast. They are bracing today for a tough day of storms. It could stand here. The storm could stay here for about 11 hours today.
President Bush will be heading back to Louisiana for the fourth time since Hurricane Katrina hit. He'll deliver a primetime speech from New Orleans. ABC's Ann Compton is at Andrews Air Force Base.
Criticism of the slow government response has President Bush repeatedly returning to the damaged areas. Today he stops first in Mississippi, where the wind and rain damage is being cleaned up now. The big problem, President Bush has been told, is temporary housing.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco addressed the state legislature last night and took responsibility for state failures in dealing with the hurricane. She also seemed ready to mend her chilly relationship with the president.
I want the people of Louisiana to know that we have a friend and a partner in President George W. Bush.
China says there are major differences at the six-nation talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons programs. The U.S. rejected North Korea's demand for a nuclear reactor, but the U.S. aide says he hopes to move beyond the impasse. Several suicide car bombings in Baghdad have killed up to 28 people today. Another day of questioning for Chief Justice nominee John Roberts.
Committee Republicans say they're through asking questions, but several Democrats will get one more round with Judge Roberts, who by one count has already spent 19 hours in the witness chair. Committee members expect to vote on his confirmation a week from today.
ABC's Vic Ratner. This is ABC News.
Being thin isn't always a good thing. It may get you a compliment, but when it comes to your credit, being thin will cost you. In higher home loan rates, for instance. If you're credit thin, you have no tangible borrowing history, no active car loans or credit cards. Truth is, lenders like Plump Credit. In a moment, how to fatten up your credit.
Today's winning advice from Jennifer Openshaw is brought to you by LendingTree. Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE now and get up to 4 customized loan offers that you can compare and act on instantly. Why settle for one home loan offer when you can get 4? Choose the home loan that's right for you. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website for sponsorship details and licensing.
50 million Americans have thin credit. If you've been denied a loan for that reason, ask your lender about new programs for people like you. Some now take proof of timely renting utility payments to show you're a risk worth taking. Even if you don't need credit, take out a low-limit credit card, make your payments on time, and start plumping up your credit.
Britney Spears and husband Kevin Federline are the parents of a baby boy born yesterday in Santa Monica. ABC's Dave Alpert says a fierce competition is underway.
Paparazzi are camped out outside the hospital waiting to get the first photos of Britney Spears and her baby.
The shots
huge. I mean, that's exactly what we want to have. We want to be able to broadcast it first.
But Us Weekly editor Ken Baker says,
everyone wants to have the first picture. Britney Spears has really turned her personal life into a business. I would expect her to sell her pictures of her baby to a magazine for a ridiculous amount of money.
One photographer told me the first picture of Britney and her baby could fetch over $100,000. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Tonight marks the final in the Miss Italy contest, and for the first time, people will be able to legally bet on the outcome. That has upset the contestants. The pageant's founder says allowing bets brings the girls down to the level of champion horses. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Governor Matt Blunt is expected to sign an abortion bill that yesterday passed the Missouri General Assembly. The bill gives parents the right to sue anyone who helps their daughter get an abortion without their consent. It includes a provision requiring abortion providers to have hospital privileges within 30 miles of their clinics. Reverend Larry Rice of the New Life Evangelistic Center says he wants to make sure that local shelters aren't being wasted. Reverend Rice is pleading with local officials to allow homeless women and children to stay in the shelters that were prepared to temporarily house hurricane evacuees but were not needed. Rice says he believes that St. Louis's homeless population is the victim of discrimination.
I believe it's wrong to discriminate against the homeless that experienced their own personal hurricanes of a different nature in their life, ended up homeless, and say, well, you're from St. Louis, we can't help you, you're not from New Orleans, you're not from Mississippi, so we're going to keep you out. And so these women, these children, continue to remain out on the streets.
Rice is requesting that St. Louis's homeless women and children be allowed to stay at a former hangar at Lambert Airport or at the Gumbo Jail-turned-Shelter site in St. Louis County. Rice said he would prefer the use of the airport hangar because of transportation issues. He also says he wants them to stay at the shelters through the winter, and he has offered to pay the utility costs if needed. By December, biotech entrepreneurs in southwestern Illinois will have a new resource to help them start their businesses. Construction is underway on the Biotechnology Laboratory Incubator at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. The new facility will be next door to the National Corn to Ethanol Research Center at SIUE. Startup biotech businesses will be able to use the incubator's labs before moving into their own spaces. Finally this hour, the St. Louis Cardinals hope to wrap up the National League Central Division this evening when they take on the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. The Redbirds' magic number is 2 heading into today's action, and they would become division champions with a win over the Cubs, coupled with an Astros loss to the Marlins. Although the Cards were unable to clinch the division at home, fans say they are excited the team has the opportunity to do it against the rival Cubs.
It'll be nice to let the Cardinals clinch it up there and let them see us in our glory.
Wish they would have been here to do it, but it'd be great to be at the Cubs. The Cubbies will win the division.
Every Cardinal fan hates the Cubs, and it's just salt in the wounds for them.
No better place to clinch it than in Chicago, right? Against the Cubs.
The Cardinals are attempting to win their fourth outright division title in the last six seasons, in addition to a fifth they shared with Houston back in 2001. Jeff Supon will start for St. Louis tonight against the Cubs' Mark Pryor. Game time is 7:05 p.m. This WGNU news report is brought to you by Fazoli's. Stop by Fazoli's and try a baguette. Delicious new oven-baked sandwiches served on ciabatta bread and served wrapped. Perfect for on the go. Better get a baguette only at Fazoli's. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by TV Guide Channel. Eastbound 70 at Hanley, there's an overturned vehicle. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 44 at Replete Station, there's an accident reported. Westbound 44 at Jameson, look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound Page at 94, there's an accident that's been cleared. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station, look for an accident reported there as well. Westbound 44 at 109, there's an accident. Eastbound 364 to Maryland Heights Expressway, there's an accident cleared to the shoulder. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed through the end of the month for maintenance work. Westbound 70 at 94, construction has left lane closed. I-55 between Green Park and Bates, look for no problem to report. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, that traffic is slow this hour. Northbound 270 between Sappington and 44, look for no problems there. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to New Florissant, expect slow traffic. Eastbound 70 to Cave Springs and Blanchette, looks good. Westbound 40 at Brentwood Standing Water, so slow traffic there. You may want to slow down to avoid that precaution or avoid that area. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Big Bend, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 5570 split from 64 to the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, it looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank on to Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move. And Tesson Ferry before Route 141, look for an accident in northbound lanes. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TV Guide Channel. The Queens of the Red Carpet are back. Joan and Melissa live at the Emmys. Watch them on Sunday evening at 5, only on TV Guide Channel. For listings, visit TVGuide.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly sunny skies day, 40% chance of showers, high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Friday, partly cloudy during the day with a high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees under clouds with rain. Lambert Field is reporting 70 degrees as well. Stay tuned for more. Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Oh, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400. That's my phone number, 454-6609. That's my fax, and my email is revolution@lizbrown.com. As we look at the way the world is looking at us in the wake of Katrina, we ain't looking too good. Check it out. A headline in the Hindu. Nature lays a superpower low. Katrina exposed squalor that would shame a third world country, as well as racial and political divisions reminiscent of apartheid South Africa. Dang. Let me say that again. Nature lays a superpower low. Katrina exposed squalor that would shame a third world country, as well as racial and political divisions reminiscent of apartheid South Africa. Dang. South Africa. It is astonishing that these cruel indignities are happening today in one of the richest countries in human history. Ouch. A Buenos Aires paper wrote, can such a powerful nation be so vulnerable? Can a capricious act of nature erase 200 years of progress in technology? The Philippine Daily Inquirer. The force of the hurricane brought out, quote, the lack of preparedness of a superpower that could invade and overrun another country thousands of miles away in a matter of days. Ouch. In Nepal, the Himalayan Times wrote in an editorial, America the high and mighty had become America the humbled and muddy. A cartoon in the London-based Arabic language Al-Quid Al-Rabi sums up the disbelief. It shows George Bush with the arms, with the upper body of a Superman and two skinny legs exposed by the hurricane. Ouch. Many foreign media focuses on the Bush administration's failure to respond adequately in the aftermath of the storm. An editorial in the Taiwan-based Chinese World Journal blames Bush administration for treating its own citizens like terrorists. Quote, images of tanks roaming the streets of New Orleans, soldiers attempting to enact martial law, that's more like Iraq than America. The war in Iraq has, quote, taken a surprisingly emotional toll on Americans. Everyone is now a possible terrorist. Soldiers who were trained to point their guns at Iraqi civilians are now pointing their guns at innocent evacuees in New Orleans. Ouch, ouch, double ouch. South Korean's Pusan Daily also makes reference to the dilemma. Quote, it is ironic that the United States has spent billions of dollars and exhausted the military resources in dealing with the affairs of other countries. America cannot prevent the levees in New Orleans from being breached. Ain't that the truth? La Nation says, talks about Halliburton. Halliburton received a $12 million contract to rebuild ports. Bechtel, a group that lists in its rosters the current president's father, received a $1 million contract to build temporary housing. They see. Uganda sent $200,000. Bangladesh sent tea. Namibia sent canned fish. And Thailand sent rice. Many countries, rich and poor. Kuwait gave $500 million. Ain't that some stuff? Check this out. I think that this is the most telling and most prophetic statement. The Monitor, a daily newspaper in Kampala, Uganda, says, Whether you are in peril in Darfur, Sudan, Rwanda, or New Orleans, saving your black behind isn't a priority for the American government, founded on a doctrine of white supremacy. He also concludes that the Gulf Coast disaster could well deplete funds committed to the global fight against poverty and disease. .450-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to know who's behind matter? You want to know who's behind matter? Unless your name is the Tin Man, your behind didn't matter at all. Because the only thing that counted was oil. Shortly after Katrina rolled through southern Mississippi, knocking out electricity and communication systems, the White House ordered power restored to a pipeline that sends fuel to the Northeast. Huh? The orders, the first orders that came, were about getting power to the Northeast. That order to restart two power substations in Collins that served the Colonial Pipeline Company delayed efforts by at least 24 hours to restore power to two rural hospitals and a number of water systems in the Pine Belt. Now, let me ask you this. The government made a choice to restore power to pipelines, not to restore power to two rural hospitals. We have two nursing home people that are being charged with murder of citizens in their nursing homes. You hear me? What responsibility does the government bear in not restoring, in restoring power to oil, to service oil lines first? John Compton, general manager of the South Mississippi Electric Power Association, said, quote, "I considered it a presidential directive to get the pipelines operating. I reluctantly agreed to pull half our transmission lines crews off of other projects and make getting the transmission lines to the Collinville substations a priority. Our people were told to work until it was done." Now, let's go back to Iraq. What was the first order of business in Iraq? Getting the pipelines operating. Getting the pipelines operating. Who's behind do they care about? Unless your behind is made of tin, you got nothing coming. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Lord have mercy. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I told Black America that the help wasn't going to rush into that state like it would out on Del Mar and Ladue. And one thing that I noticed in this country, white America try to ignore racism. Like one of your callers say all the time, racism is alive as well as mom's apple pie in this country. And looking at the ratings of George Bush, it done dropped down to his probably as low as my rating would be now. And he riding around down in that state on Jeep, sleeves rolled up, trying to build his ratings up. Yeah, I think it's too late. Really, I don't even know what he's down there for.
Well, it remains to be seen whether it's too late or not. I think the jury's still out. It's too early to tell. I think that we are seeing now some efforts by the press to actually tell the truth about some of the things that are going on in New Orleans. We've got to see if they have the staying power. It's too early to tell.
I think amongst black people,
Oh, I'm not.
If ratings gonna stay low.
Well, yeah, that's a given. I mean, they've always been low. The ratings.
Well, it's been low all the time.
Yeah.
With the black America.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I'm not concerned about the direction of his ratings with people of African descent. What I am curious about are his ratings, because they just didn't poll black people to get to the place where his poll ratings are in the 30s.
Right.
You know, so that wasn't just black folks. My observation or my curiosity is towards whether or not it will hold. If whether or not the approval ratings will hold.
I think it'll hold.
All right.
I really do. I think the people, they have learned George Bush.
We'll see.
Looking at the news then, America don't feel safe up on they voted for religious reasons. And
we'll see.
Being safe and all that done drop.
We'll see.
So I think his ratings are going to fall out the bucket before his 3 years is up.
Well, see, the goal should be him not lasting 3 years in office. The goal should be he should be out of office next year. Next year.
If this country want to come back, bounce back, they're going to need to do something about George Bush with less than 3 years.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Morning, Liz. I agree. Instead of having Bush out of office next year, I think he ought to be out of office next week. I sent you a post. Of course, everybody remembers Karl Rove and this business about treason, and that he's never been prosecuted for outing the CIA agent and the false front company that the CIA put together, and the enormous expense that's put the nation to. Apparently, CIA agents have been killed because of Rove's activities, and now Rove has gone ahead and Bush has gone ahead and appointed this traitor to manage New Orleans redevelopment. And I sent you an article yesterday morning. The Washington Post and apparently one other. Trying to think what the other. It looks like it's Wired.com wrote about it. Bush cronies to mop up Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they've got a whole plan for the Heritage Foundation and the. Think of the other Enterprise Institute to get all of their buddies in there, and everybody, right wing and left wing, were yelling and screaming about this Supreme Court case where the U.S. government or any local state or local government could come and take your property and use it for redevelopment, especially for any major corporation that wants it. And if the previous caller was wondering about whether or not Bush would stay alive in the polls, that Supreme Court ruling has made all of these neocons very nervous about the Supreme Court, and they don't seem to be asking Bush about it, they're not asking Roberts about it in the Supreme Court hearings. And the idea that they could, Bush and him and these people could sabotage the levee, sabotage the rescue of New Orleans in order to capture all of that land in some huge redevelopment grab is an enormous possibility. And then they put Rove in position of being able to actually do that. It looks like it's a dead certain reality. So this idea of Rove being manager now of New Orleans redevelopment is enormously ugly. Hey, one last thing before I go. Are you aware, Kitty Kelly, of course, wrote a book about Ronald Reagan some years ago. And in that book, she also wrote one about Frank Sinatra. And in that book about Sinatra, it talks about Sinatra's mother was one of the largest abortionists in the turn of the last century. I think Frank Sinatra was born in 1917, and at that time, Frank Sinatra's mother was doing back alley abortions, but she was doing it in an enormous scale in New Jersey, and all of the wealthy people of New Jersey and New York would come to her. And Kitty Kelly writes about this, and she talks about organized crime that of the income streams of organized crime, gambling, prostitution, and abortion were the top three income streams. So when we hear about these moralistic people who are trying to ban abortion, they're not, and especially the Bush types who have such strange religious ties, you know, to people who, you know, Jim and Tammy and Oral Roberts and, you know, Pat Robertson and all of these creepy people, fake religion types. They, by outlawing abortion, they're going to be giving this huge income stream back to organized crime. And if gambling, prostitution, and abortion were the top three income streams, imagine a blackmail being number four as an income stream. If somebody wealthy gets an abortion, all of a sudden they're subject to blackmail. So this whole idea of outlawing abortions,
I don't see it happening. I really don't see it happening, and for the reason that it is the Republican Party's biggest fundraiser. It's the Republican Party. It's the glue that holds the Republican Party together. The elimination of Roe versus Wade may take away some of that glue, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I really don't. I see people getting close to it. I see incrementally nicking at it. But I don't see the elimination of it because it's too powerful of an organizing tool for the Republican Party.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, in a way, it does definitely build the Taliban, the Republican Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
But in many states, as you're probably aware, many states, the OBGYN...
Oh, I know. That's why I said the incrementally taking hits at it to be able to posture about what they are doing to get rid of Roe versus Wade. But the elimination of Roe versus Wade, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but when you're living in a small town, you know, out in Utah, or you're in some place in Mississippi or whatnot where they don't have OBGYNs, and you've got to cross the state line in order to get there, you've got to explain yourself.
I understand that. I understand that it is problematic in many states. I understand that it is not practically non-existent in many states. I don't disagree with that, but I'm talking about at the top of the ticket, the overturning of Roe versus Wade. I don't see it. It's too powerful of an organizing tool for the Republican Party.
Yeah, well, I hear what you're saying. I think organized crime is champing at the bit, though, to get this income stream back.
And
Bush and his buddies seem to be organized crime all the way. So, take a wait and see attitude. You know, looking at Roberts.
And I gotta go, Dave. I'm sorry,
sure.
I gotta go. Take a care.
Have a good morning.
Take care, Dave from San Francisco. Liz Brown from St. Louis, Missouri. We will be back after this. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking for Sowers Traffic and Weather. Sowers Traffic is sponsored by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Eastbound 70 at Hanley, accident has been cleared. Traffic's easing by. Westbound 44 at Jameson, that accident's been cleared. There's a lot of standing water in the area, so use caution as you roll up around some of these low-lying areas. Eastbound 44 near St. Clair rest area, the left lane is blocked due to an earlier tractor-trailer accident. Westbound 70 at West Florissant, there's an accident reported. Southbound 55 after 270, there's a report of an accident or a vehicle that has been spun out. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, disabled vehicle. Center lane is blocked. Expect delays near Bell Fountain. Eastbound Page at Veterans Memorial Bridge, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. Northbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and 3200 South Broadway. Look for no problems report. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. You still have slow traffic. Northbound 270 from 55 to Big Bend. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 270 from 111 to Canal Bridge. Look for traffic to be much heavier than normal. This is probably due to rain slowdowns. Westbound 40 at Brentwood. Look for standing water. And you have slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 40 between 270 all the way into Hanley, stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 55-70 split from 203 to the PSB, it is stop-and-go. Westbound 64 from 111 all the way into the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB is slow. Northbound Tesson Ferry before 141, there's an accident there. South Grand at Russell, there's an injury accident. Southbound 141 at 44, look for flooding in the right lane, so it is closed. And that's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Looking for a used car? A Carfax Vehicle History Report could save you money and headaches. Don't buy a used car without asking for a Carfax Vehicle History Report. Ask your dealer or go to Carfax.com for details. That's Carfax.com for details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly sunny today with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the lower 70s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a hot low in the upper 50s. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have rain and 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting rain and 69 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, weather, and traffic in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568. 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
It takes a village to raise a child. That African proverb has special meaning to hope for the nations. In locations in 20 countries worldwide, Hope for the Nations combines education, micro-enterprise, agriculture, healthcare, and housing under one roof. These villages bring together the young and the old, the healthy and the sick, singles, families, and the widowed, the weak and the strong, united to build buildings, build families, build resources, build community. It takes you and your support to help Hope for the Nations raise these villages. For more information, go online, visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, these black, Hispanic, Native American, in unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. Everyone's invited to see see Farrakhan live. Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. Farrakhan Live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to MMMStLouis.org. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it, 454-0400-1877-920-WGNU, www.wgnu.net, LizBrown.com, Revolution at LizBrown.com, WhiteRoseSociety.org, where we are archived daily. Those are my digits. Handle your business. Dolly, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. You had a gentleman who said to get this book on Bush on the Couch.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. That's
we're gonna,
the book everybody ought to read.
We're going to have the author on real soon.
Oh, what? I was looking at this quote. I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure me out. I'm just not likable. And then how he lived outside of the law, denying responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Still
and
does.
And keeping secrets, all linked in Bush's early experience.
And, you know, one of the ways to, if you can get a real good sense of the manner of man that George W. Bush is, if you just watch that press conference yesterday where he made the statement, to the extent to which somebody has done something wrong, I take responsibility for that. His body language, you could see that he was trying to control his anger of having to say anything.
Yes.
Really, you could write a dissertation on that particular press conference.
Well, he also denied, he'll get up to something and get people involved in something, and if something goes wrong, I didn't do it.
Didn't do it. Wasn't me.
That was
an
earlier experience.
Wasn't me.
And he had a time with his father, trying to be like his father.
And his mama. You know,
his
evil, lean mama.
You know? Everybody get that book and read it. It is going to really make you surprised. No, not surprised.
It's just going to give you. It's going to give you the specifics for your mental Rolodex. That's what it's going to do.
Why he acts the way he does?
Yes, ma'am.
He does not take responsibility. If it goes wrong, you did it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be listening and see when you get this gentleman on to go over this book.
All right, darling.
How he came by this information.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Sam.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I think I've heard you say that you're not a big fan of Bill Maher.
Not at all.
Okay, but what I need you to do, I need you to TiVo it or something. But he had George Carlin, Cynthia Tucker, who's a journalist. I believe I've heard her on your show before.
Mm-hmm.
James K. Glassman, who's also a journalist, as well as author Kurt Vonnegut.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that program pretty much summed up the whole thing about New Orleans. And I think you'll find it very interesting, especially what Mr. Carlin had to say.
And George Carlin is a very... I like George Carlin. I don't like Bill Maher. I do not like Bill Maher at all.
Call and put it down exactly the way it was. So does Cynthia Tucker.
And
I found myself sitting up at 11 o'clock at night applauding.
Okay.
It was an excellent program.
Okay.
It comes on today at 7 o'clock on HBO. Check it out.
I'll see what I can do to get home by then.
TiVo it.
All right. Okay. I got to get home to TiVo it. See, that's the thing. Thanks for your call.
All right. Good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, Jean.
I heard last night on Radio Netherlands that Kofi Annan had a list of changes for the UN, and the other members didn't like them, so now they are saying maybe Kofi Annan should resign. And one more thing.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing. Kofi Annan had many changes that they wanted to make. Mm-hmm. In fact, Great Britain was getting ready to walk out in support of the changes that Kofi Annan wanted to make. The only people that didn't want it were the United States, and also, I believe, and Israel. Israel and the United States were the people that were opposed to the changes that needed to be made in the UN. So they ended up with a watered down version of what Kofi Annan and most of the other countries in the UN, including Great Britain, wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So no, there's not talk of Kofi Annan losing his job. There, in fact, there's been all kinds of criticism, and it's interesting to me that it hasn't been reported on places like NPR. It hasn't been reported on places that are supposed to be these liberal places about how problematic John Bolton has been at the UN.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I understand this, he had said this at a summit, which I believe is going on now.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But anyhow, one more thing that was said.
I mean, the summit is going on now.
A lot of countries aren't ready to give up their power.
That's what he said. That's one of the things that he said. And the fact of the matter is that no country lives here by theirself.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world that includes other countries, and we have got to, in order for a husband and wife to get along, both parties have to give up some of their power. In order for kids to get along, all of them have to give up a certain amount of their power. For any business to work, it has to, unless you are going to live in a dictatorship. The fact of the matter is that all countries must give up some of their powers in order to work in a global effort for the entire world. The United States doesn't get to tell everybody what to do.
Well, one more thing.
The United States can't even take care of its citizens in Louisiana. Who are they to tell another country that you got to do as I tell you to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, one more thing I have also heard that actually the UN is the U.S., so who knows?
I know that's not true.
Who knows?
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
Far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. Silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light, but I cannot. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gain weight just by looking at food.
But now that I had the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Join Sister Ruby Somerville Dixon for Something Old, Something New every Saturday morning at 6:30 here on WGNU. It's a delightful mix of the latest gospel sounds plus traditional favorites with a blend of church calendar activities. Listen for Something Old, Something New with Ruby Somerville Dixon Saturday mornings at 6:30 right here on WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Denver. The Denver Post is going to court in an effort to gain access to videotapes and writings made by the gunman who committed the slaughter at Columbine High School in April of 1999. Attorneys for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the families of the shooters are saying the material is private property and should not be released. The paper's lawyers say access to the documents are necessary so the public can have a fair chance to evaluate the actions of its local governmental officials in the matter. A lower court judge had originally said the material was not a matter of public record, but a state court of appeals reversed that finding. The case has been appealed to the state Supreme Court. And Dateline New Orleans. One story that is yet to be told about the flood in New Orleans is the fact that there is a toxic landfill that is now underwater located in the downtown area of the Crescent City. The Agriculture Street Landfill sits on a 95-acre site that is listed as a Superfund cleanup site high on the national priority list. A few years ago, the site was fenced and covered with clean layers of soil. But the floodwaters have great potential to cause the toxic contents to leach out. Houses and buildings that were built on top of some parts of the landfill have caused people in that area to develop peculiar health problems. It contains municipal garbage, buried industrial wastes, and was even sprayed with DDT on a regular basis during the 40s and 50s. Now, in 1962, underground fires broke out in the landfill and caused officials to remove 300,000 cubic yards of excess fill. The landfill is just 3 miles from Lake Pontchartrain and is very close to the levee that collapsed and sent the water in a direct path right to it. This is your wake-up call global news update.
All right, Blues highlight reel, take one.
So he takes the defender, passes to Ketchup Chuck.
Ketchup.
What?
Kachuk.
Gesundheit.
No. His name is Kachuk.
Right. How do you spell that? Never mind. It's been a while.
Take two.
Kachuk walks in.
Skates.
What?
Kachuk skates in.
Right. Good idea. Skates. Got it.
Take three.
Kachuk skates in. He shoots. He. Could you give me the line?
Scores. He shoots. He scores.
Ooh, good one. Scores. Okay, let's do it again.
Just read the copy. Take four.
Blues hockey, the hits, the shots, the saves, the goals, it's all coming back. To get back in blue, call 622-BLUE or log on to stlouisblues.com for tickets. Single game tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at the box office, Ticketmaster outlet, stlouisblues.com or call 314-622-BLUE. St. Louis Blues hockey, back in blue.
Shift your computer into overdrive, sports overdrive that is, at WGNU.
Millionsmoremovement.net.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis. You can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191 or online at mmmstlouis.org. It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March, the Millions More Movement.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You gone, you gone. 454-0400 is my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. This is just outrageous. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, who would that be? The Federal Management Emergency Agency. Oh, yeah, FEMA. Doesn't even sound right. It doesn't even sound right. I'd rather just say FEMA, because when you say it all the way together like that, you realize how much you're not getting. Federal Emergency Management Agency. You ain't getting federal. You ain't getting emergency. You show as heck you ain't getting management. And surely this is not how an agency is supposed to be operated. Don't even say it like that. FEMA. Just say FEMA. That way you just remain in the dark. Shoot. FEMA has hired Kenyon International to set up a mobile morgue for handling bodies in Baton Rouge. Who is that? It's a subsidiary of Service Corporation International, SCI. Who is that? A scandal-ridden Texas-based company operated by a friend of the Bush family. Okay, some of you are scandal immune. You've gotten to the place where, you know, what's a little scandal in the world? Everybody going to be scandalous. Well, let me break it down for you who these thugs and incompetents are hired by the Bush administration. SCI have been implicated in illegally discarding and desecrating corpses. How's that for a scandal? In other words, FEMA and the governor of Louisiana outsourced the body count from Hurricane Katrina to a firm whose parent company is known for its experience at hiding and dumping bodies. The mayor of New Orleans said that there are going to be tens of thousands of people dead. Not if you burn them. Not if you dump them. Now, SCI paid $100 million to settle a lawsuit filed by an outraged parent of the deceased. .454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Let's go one step further. Down there at Bush's home, since she had that protest, they blocked off no parking for, I think, 23 miles from Bush's house. So if you go down there for a protest, you can't park 23 miles down the road because they got no parking sign. They said it was because there was so many people down there. So they're going to stop the access on public roads. I guess the county can do that, though. For people to protest, do you understand where we're coming from?
Been understanding. Been
again,
understanding.
People don't realize that it's a lot of those laws that are intact. When we were doing things for Vietnam and stuff, a lot of the kids could not get their student loans back because if they were out there protesting against the war, they stopped at a the three rule, what do you say? You can't stand on a corner, but three people, you got to have a permit for a parade. So people don't know that their right to protest in public is just being shattered.
Mm.
It's just being shattered. And that, about the people and well, Halliburton and all those, like you say, just a scheme to get rich. That's all it is. They're going to take the money and run, and then, like you say, get rid of the bodies in a negative way.
Thanks for your
good
call.
Good point.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Sorry about that. I had a comment. You had mentioned SCI.
That's
earlier.
Right. That's right.
I'm on 270 right now. I just passed up a vehicle. It said SCI Engineering. Is this the same company?
SCI Engineering, no. SCI is Service Corporation International.
Okay. I was curious about that, if they were in town in St. Louis doing business. I was kind of curious what they were doing. You know, I run into, we all do business with a lot of companies that originate out of Texas.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of them are service-oriented businesses, like waste disposal, and it seems like it's always a nightmare.
Always a nightmare.
Really, I don't know if it's the ethics of these people that come out of that state and how they do business. A lot of the satellite companies.
But you know what I think it is? I think one of the things is when you have set up a state, if you set up business in a state that makes it easy for you to do wrongs and not get sued, it's kind of like going to Delaware and setting up credit card companies, because in Delaware that you can have any kind of interest on a credit card that you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the reasons why people go to Texas, is because the courts are friendly to people that do wrong.
Well, I just think that maybe people did some more homework in some, you know, there's choices to be made with waste disposal and whatnot, and find out where these companies are coming from. Maybe we could avoid some of these headaches and not do business with companies that are coming out of Texas. I'm not saying they're all buddies of George W. Maybe they are.
Good looking out. Thanks
for
your call.
Thanks for your time, Ms. Brown.
Take care. Be safe. 454-0400. Car phone, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown. How are you today?
I'm outstanding. You have 20 seconds. Talk to me fast.
Okay, that SCI, is that not the conglomerate that buys up most of the funeral homes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's it.
And they desecrate the bodies and lose them.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Have a good day.
You too. Listen, folks, I'm Liz Brown. Wake up call. Stay with me. Much, much more coming at you.
Everyone is sharing in this city.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. An indication of what President Bush will talk about when he addresses the nation from New Orleans. ABC's Jessica Yellen is at the White House.
Tonight, White House advisors say the president will focus on rebuilding the coast. He'll try to reassure Americans the nation can respond more effectively to another natural disaster or terror attack. And they say he will address the sensitive question of race, now that polls show many African Americans believe race was a factor in the government's slow response after the storm.
The president leaves the White House early this afternoon and will make a stop in Mississippi before traveling to Louisiana. The number of Americans forced out of work by Hurricane Katrina rose to up 68,000 last week. Applications for jobless benefits jumped by the largest amount in nearly a decade. North Carolina being battered for a second day by Hurricane Ophelia. It's a Category 1 storm with winds of 85 miles an hour. It's a slow-moving storm, and there's concern about flooding, with some areas getting as much as 15 inches of rain. Ophelia, about 45 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras, which could get the worst of it. Chief Justice nominee John Roberts faces a bit more questioning this morning by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Democrats will have about an hour to try and elicit opinions on critical issues. A vote is expected a week from Monday. A ruling out of California could be headed to the Supreme Court. A federal judge in Sacramento ruled that saying the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools is unconstitutional.
It is already unconstitutional for the government to introduce prayer in schools. The question is, do the words under God make the Pledge of Allegiance a kind of prayer or just a patriotic utterance?
ABC's Bob Woodruff. The judge ruled that saying the pledge violates a right for children to be free from a coercive requirement to affirm God. Robert Wise has died. He won twin Oscars for producing and directing The Sound of Music and two others for West Side Story. This is ABC News.
When Mary bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, she made a big impact at work.
I've noticed some real changes in Mary. Now she's here at the office so early, she snags the best parking spaces, like the one I used to have. She used to be unprepared in meetings, but now, she's even caught the eye of my boss. Just yesterday, he wondered aloud,
why can't she be more like Mary?
Mary's the new vice president. You're going to love that new office, Mary. I did.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-1605. See Maytag.com for details.
Are popular teens more likely to smoke than other kids? ABC's Alex Stone with the results of a new study.
I can't believe how many cool people are at this party.
It's in all kinds of teen comedies. The popular kids are daring and willing to try just about anything. A new study says that stereotype is true in real life as well. Popular teens are more likely to start smoking than their non-popular peers. Researchers speculate popular children feel more pressure to be risky in order to keep their status. But the study's authors also say drug prevention programs do seem to work with even popular teenagers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Guess who's a mom? Pop star Britney Spears and her husband Kevin Federline are the parents of a baby boy born yesterday in Santa Monica. U.S. Weekly Magazine says the boy was delivered by cesarean. A name has not been announced, but sources tell the magazine they plan to call him Preston. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Panther Furrenmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a revised state workers' compensation bill won't take effect for 90 days because the Missouri House voted not to attach an emergency clause. The bill eliminates five words that were left in error in the workers' compensation legislation that passed during the 2005 regular session. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce says for the next 3 months, the five words will exempt on-the-job injuries from being covered under the state's workers' compensation system. The Chamber of Commerce says until mid-December, cases usually handled through Missouri's workers' compensation system could go to the courts. A new study shows that the 2005 NCAA Men's Final Four was a success for the St. Louis region. Frank Viverito, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, says a new study shows that the event drew 54,000 visitors to the Gateway City and generated more than $70 million for the local economy.
I think overall the event significantly exceeded our expectations. We're delighted that the number was 71.9 million, but sort of whatever the number was, we think that the impact of the event was very, very significant.
The study shows the Final Four generated more than $12 million in direct spending at hotels and restaurants, as well as $5 million in retail spending and $3.5 million in tax revenue. The U.S. Senate is approving a bill that would create a new U.S. Department of Justice office to investigate and prosecute civil rights-era murders. The legislation is co-sponsored by Missouri Senator Jim Talent as an amendment to the Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill. The U.S. House passed the Appropriations Bill without a similar amendment, so this legislation would have to be approved by the House and Senate conference before being sent to President Bush. Finally this hour, Rams players say they're looking forward to seeing an old friend this weekend. Former Rams MVP Kurt Warner will be on the opposing sideline this Sunday when the Rams visit the Arizona Cardinals. Warner led the team to a Super Bowl championship and was at the helm of what was called the greatest show on turf, but was replaced by Mark Bolger and now toils for the Cardinals. Bolger says Warner was always a helpful friend, and that hasn't changed since Warner has moved on.
You know, he helped me out a whole lot. He was here and knew the system when I was third, and obviously when I started to play, he was great. When I took over, he was great, and nothing's changed in the past year.
Receiver Torrey Holt was a rookie the year Warner emerged as the starting quarterback and says he's excited to see Kurt, but will stay focused on playing a solid football game.
You know, with us winning the Super Bowl and,
and setting all types of records and, you know, being the greatest show, you know, playing the Super Bowl in 01, you know, all those good things. So very excited about seeing him, you know, but once the clock strikes and it's time to move forward, then, you know, it'll be time to go out there and try to win a ball game.
The Rams and Cardinals will kick off at 3 p.m. Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by International Star Registry. International Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list. It's the ultimate gift. International Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Eastbound 44 between St. Clair Rest Area. Look for left lane remains closed due to an earlier tractor-trailer accident. Eastbound Page, there's an accident and the left lane is blocked. 14th and Cass, crews are battling a three-alarm building fire. Expect some lane restrictions going on there. Westbound Page at Bennington Place, there's an accident. The left lane is blocked. Northbound 55 at Weber Road in Lafayette, nothing to report. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road due to slow traffic lined up in the right lanes all the way to 270. Northbound 270 from 55 to Big Bend, look for stop-and-go traffic this hour. Westbound 270 at 111 and Canal Bridge, you've got heavy volume going on there. Westbound 255 from Cook to Lime Ferry, expect normal traffic. Westbound 44 at Hampton and Jameson, standing water on the roadway as well as other low-lying areas, so use caution as you roll up to those areas. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Big Bend, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for bumper-to-bumper traffic. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to West Florissant, look for stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Brentwood, you've got stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River Bridge, it is slow this hour in both directions. 70 at Cass, there's delays due to a building fire at 14th and Cass, visible from the highway, so use caution there. Eastbound 70 from Earth City Expressway to St. Charles Rock Road, stop-and-go traffic there. Southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road in Dorset, slow traffic. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 from 111 over on the Illinois side to the 5570 split, you've got slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Cleeds Landing, no problem this hour. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, it is slow on that approach. Southbound 141 at 44, flooding in the right lane is closed. Skinker at Clayton, there's an accident involving a pedestrian. Bell Fountain at Lakeside, there's an injury accident going on there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurant. Stop by Fazoli's and try a baguette. Delicious new oven-baked sandwiches served on ciabatta bread and served wrapped perfect for on-the-go. Better get a baguette only at Fazoli's. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, cloudy, rain likely the rest of the day, high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy on Friday with a high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68, both under rainy, cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, he's black, Hispanic, Native American. In unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March.
Everyone's invited.
excited to see Farrakhan live.
Sunday, September 25th.
This event is free to the public.
The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand.
Divided, we don't stand a chance.
The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C.
For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191.
Or toll free, 866-361-9191.
It's Farrakhan live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that God was a gene made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. This morning we're going to take a little turn. We're going to talk about I think in the light of Katrina, in the light of the things that are going on in Iraq, and in light of the uncertainty that people feel about gas prices, about the cost of heating, the cost of cooling. People are looking at themselves a little bit differently, and I think that people are looking at, particularly in light of Katrina, the fact that nothing is guaranteed, and that we need to really start trying to take care of ourselves. And we want to, on the wake-up call, provide you with opportunities to take care of yourself. I love this analogy that I heard. I don't remember where I heard it from. But we need to start looking at ourselves in terms of those of us that want to save the world. We have to look at ourselves in this framework. If you're on an airplane and you have your child with you, an airplane starts to go down and the air masks come down from the overhead section there. You put the air mask on yourself first in order to save your child. You don't put it on your child first, because if something happens to you, what good does that do your child? We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in order that we can save the world, change the world, or have an impact on the world. So I want to offer you an opportunity to see what an organization, one of my favorite organizations, Connect Care, is doing to help people put the mask on themselves, the air mask on themselves, make themselves better in order that they can do the things that they need to do. And to help talk about, to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Connect Care, Rosetta Keaton. Good morning, Rosetta.
Good morning, Liz. What a wonderful way to do an intro for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is exactly what we're trying to do.
So talk to us about what you're doing at Connect Care.
Well, today I want to talk about two things that are happening at Connect Care that is truly, truly health-incented. The first one is to tell you, first of all, that in November, to all of our listening public who smoke, St. Louis Connect Care is going to be smoke-free.
Mm-hmm.
For a very, very good reason. And it's almost like you talked about with the mask.
Mm-hmm.
We are a health facility.
Mm-hmm.
And our executive team sat down and they said, we're a health facility and people are smoking all around here. And even those people who don't smoke are being affected by the people who do smoke. And so we got to stop that. We can't have smoking around here, because all the statistics and data in the world now show that smoking has a negative impact on our health.
Mm-hmm. It kills and or wounds you for life.
It does. And so we're making that effort. We have been in training for it, I should say, for the last 7-8 months, preparing ourselves and trying to get our patients ready for the smoking cessation, which is going to start in November with the All American Smoke Out, Great American Smoke Out, I think it's called. And we're going to stop on that day.
But before we get to stop, there's been a whole lot of preparation before that.
A lot of preparation.
You all just didn't decide to, okay,
no
y'all can't smoke anymore. Talk to us about the preparation leading up to
the preparation that we've done. And like I said, this has been a year preparation. We have started notifying our patients. We have information posted around the building saying to patients and to employees, if you want to quit smoking, here's how we can help. And we're planning for ways to help people who will have a difficult time not smoking while in our facility or around our premises. We're planning activities that they can do with their hands. Usually it's the hands that you need to occupy.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't offer the candies, mm-hmm, because too many people have too many different diagnoses that sugar may affect. So we're not going to offer the candies and the gums.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have opportunities for our patients and our employees to talk to the providers to see what they can do to stop smoking. And we're trying to assist them up to this point in November and after November, but definitely before we actually say no smoking on the premises period.
Now, I go to Connect Care frequently. I go to Connect Care frequently. And it's not that people are walking up and down the halls of Connect Care smoking, but they did like a lot of companies do, they let people smoke outside of the building. You could see people smoking outside of the doors of Connect Care. Mm-hmm. Since your organization has made this decision to become smoke-free, how are people taking it? How are people responding to this?
Some people are very happy mm-hmm. that we've made that demand on them. Others are kicking and screaming, mm-hmm. which is what we expect. And that's okay. We're not telling people that they have to quit smoking. We want them to. But as a health facility, we can't allow it anymore around where we are mm-hmm. because it's just not good health practice.
It's not consistent with being a good health provider.
That's right.
And I think that we shouldn't make the, or at least I don't want to give the impression that quitting smoking is something easy to do because it's challenging for a lot of people, isn't it, Rosetta?
Yes, it is. It's very challenging. I'm an ex-smoker now. I call myself an ex-smoker truly because I've not smoked for 3 years, and so I really call myself a ex-smoker. Mm-hmm. Took a while for me to decide that, and it's a physical and a psychological thing that you have to accept and deal with when you decide that you're not going to smoke anymore. And it's a decision that you really make conscientiously. And it's a big one.
Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily the easiest thing.
No, it's not. As with all problems that you have, you have to...
Or bad habits.
Mm-hmm. Bad habits, necessarily. Mm-hmm. Bad habits is a very good word. Although I didn't see it as a bad habit for many, many years.
One never sees themselves engaged in the bad habit until you step away from it.
It wasn't a bad habit for many, many years. And... just because, and I didn't stop because at the moment I was having health issues that caused me to stop. After so much reading and so much maybe divine intervention or something said, quit smoking.
And then didn't you, you had a cold or you had the flu
something,
and that helped start the process for you?
Actually, I think I developed all of that after I quit smoking.
Okay.
I tell you, it was not an easy thing. I developed some temporary respiratory issues that lasted for about a year and a half, actually. I thought they were pretty severe, seeing as I didn't have any before. And I developed the sinus conditions and all that stuff that I was told the nicotine masked
mm-hmm.
so that once the nicotine started to leave my system, I started to feel all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the one reason people should never start, because when you have to stop, boy, it's not the easiest thing in the world. And when they tell you it's not easy, for me, not easy meant I didn't know what I was going to have to go through. I thought I was going to do this dramatic craving and, you know, all this stuff. And maybe some people do. I didn't have that. I had the physical respiratory issues as a result of mine.
So at Connect Care, if a person makes the decision... before November, before the great smoke out, when you're no longer going to, people are not going to be able to smoke on or around the premises anymore. If they make the decision that they want to stop smoking, what is it that they can do at Connect Care? What are some of the things that Connect Care offers to the patients? Let's break it down to patients and employees. For inpatients, what does Connect Care offer specifically for patients?
You know, that's very difficult for me to tell you because... Mm-hmm. Each physician knows their patient,
mm-hmm.
and what they would offer their patient is determined by, I would suppose, the health entities of that particular patient. But we do have, there are all kinds of medicines out there. There are the do-it-yourself kits or mm-hmm. so forth that you can do. And I guess each physician would have to talk to their patient to determine which method is best for them. So I wouldn't know what the physicians would offer their patients.
Mm-hmm.
For the employees, we're offering them classes. I even know one employee who has gone and had hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who are asking.
Acupuncture?
Acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two who's had acupuncture, I think, and two who's had who have had hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. And what have they said about those types of alternative treatments?
They say that they're working pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
They're working pretty well. They don't stop them automatically. These were very heavy smokers.
One of them in particular was like almost an hourly smoker. Every few hours this person was out there smoking.
And I think they're down to maybe going out once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're not even smoking a whole cigarette, so that's really great for them.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have noticed, because I go to Connecticut all the time, it seems like there are fewer and fewer people. I almost thought that the program had already taken place, because it seems like there are fewer and fewer people that are out there smoking.
I think that a lot of people wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just need an incentive to push you over the edge. So they decided, and it was a great decision that a lot of them made. We didn't just take for granted that this was going to be easy for the people to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We actually let them join together and tell us what would probably work better for them, and how could we help them to stop smoking.
What were some of the things that they said that ConnectCare could do to help them?
The hypnosis, the acupuncture. Some wanted the gum, some want the patches.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't want to stop, and some said that they would not stop.
Mm-hmm.
They just would not smoke at ConnectCare. And even if they're not smoking for that 8 hours, that's 8 hours that they're not smoking.
Not smoking.
So maybe they will eventually stop whenever,
mm-hmm.
you know. People have to make decisions at their own pace, and so we're hoping.
Now, in terms of the resistance to this, have you been met with any people that are like, you know, this is my constitutional right or my personal right to be able to smoke or anything like that? Are you running up against that kind of resistance?
Not anymore. Okay. Initially, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, people said, "I'll quit first." Somebody
quit my job first.
I'll quit my job first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's panic, I think. And then there was somebody who said it was their right
mm-hmm.
to smoke, and they weren't going to stop. But once you give people an opportunity to be a part of it instead of forcing it down their throat, then that kind of ceased. And I don't think that we have anybody anymore who is that resistant to it that they're willing to do something very, very drastic.
And again, the day that the program fully takes place and ConnectCare becomes an absolutely can't smoke around place.
I think it's November 17th.
Okay. And you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes, still staying in that mode of taking care of yourself before you can help somebody else. This Saturday at the Avery Perry Park, ConnectCare is planning a really exciting event. We're taking part in the national Take Your Loved One to the Doctor Day events, and that actually takes place on the 20th. But we're going to do Adventure in the Park. We're concentrating on another issue that is a big health epidemic in not only St. Louis but America, and that's obesity. And we know that obesity affects the health of us all in so many, many, many different ways. But in our community we have a lot of diabetes and hypertension, and we know that being obese does not help that at all. And so we're going to have an event at Avery Perry Park that's going to be fun and exciting, and it's on Saturday from 9 in the morning until 1. Give people a chance to sleep a little late, and we're going to try to give some information and tools to help lower obesity.
Very good.
And what we'll be doing is we'll have a walk.
Mm-hmm.
We of course are going to have the screenings. We're going to have yoga and Tai Chi demonstrations, and people can participate. With the walk, you can get a pedometer.
Very
if you finish walking around Avery Perry, that's not very big. we want everybody to come out and have fun with us.
Very good.
And I think we'll have a wonderful, wonderful morning and get some wonderful information that will help you to stay healthy.
Very good. I want to thank you very much, Rosetta Keaton from Connect Care, for bringing us this information and showing us that people out there are really trying to help people help themselves and take care of themselves first.
Thank you so much for letting me come on this morning, on this rainy, rainy morning.
Thank you. We'll take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Waiting to bloom like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. 14th and Cass, crews are battling a three-alarm building fire. Expect lane restrictions. Westbound Page at Bennington Place, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry, there's an accident that has been cleared. However, there are delays through Bell Fountain. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill, there's a report of an accident that's been cleared, but you may see some bit of a brief slowdown there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for slow traffic lined up in the right lanes all the way to 270. Northbound 270 from 55 to Big Bend is stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 on the Canal Bridge. Look for bumper-to-bumper traffic. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 at 79. You've got heavy volume there as well. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Brentwood. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 from Antire all the way in the Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway and St. Charles Rock Road, look for stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 270 at 70 in Dorset, look for slow traffic as well. Southbound 170 between Natural Bridge and Delmar, that traffic is heavier than normal. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 111 all the way on to the PSB, it's bumper-to-bumper. Westbound 64 at 111 Kings Highway over on the Illinois side all the way to 5570 split. Look for slow volume going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between 5570 split and Laclede's Landing. Everything is bumper to bumper there as well. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto onto the PSB. You've got slow traffic. Northbound 141 from Fiedler. Look for an accident there. The left lane is blocked. Northbound 141 at Manchester. There's a disabled vehicle and the left lane is blocked this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. After 130 years, Rhodes Furniture is in bankruptcy and closing their stores forever in St. Louis, Baldwin, Hazelwood, St. Peter's, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Everything must be liquidated immediately at sacrifice prices. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Cloudy, rain likely for the rest of the day, high in the upper 70s. For this evening, partly cloudy with low in the upper 50s. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with low in the upper 50s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 80s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU under cloudy conditions with light rain. We have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and light rain as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and over the last few months, I've been telling you about a new guide I've written for Match.com. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's really working. So many people have told me they thought they'd never find the right person, but the guide gave them their confidence back and changed all that. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, free. Join the millions of people who found successful relationships on Match.com. Get started today for free. Visit Match.com for full details.
Right now, the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Right now, the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Help the victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Together, we can save a life.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement. Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C. St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191 or online at MMMSt.Louis.org. It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March, the Millions More Movement.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. All right, then. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Look, I want to talk about a couple of things. It's scary what's going on out here. It is scary, and it is, I think that we can say that folks are doing what folks do best. Folks are doing what folks do best. If your expertise is cover-up, why would you stop at something like a hurricane? If your expertise is dishonesty, why would you stop simply because the event is happening in the United States? If your expertise is greed, why would you be resistant to acting greedy here on American soil? You know, you do what you do best. You do what you do best. And we're seeing every single bit of that. If your expertise is keeping the truth out, why would you stop simply because you've hit the borders of the United States? A caravan of white vans led by Army Humvees rolled Monday through New Orleans' Bayswater district. We're talking about a poor, mostly black neighborhood in the northeast corner of the French Quarter. Recovery teams wearing white protective suits and black boots stopped at houses with spray-painted markings on the door designating that there were dead bodies outside. Outside one house on Kentucky Street, a member of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division summoned a reporter and a photographer standing by and told them if they took pictures or wrote a story about the body recovery process, he would take away their press credentials and kick them out of the state. No stories, no photos. Ain't that some stuff? Welcome to Nazi Germany. No story, no photos. You can't even write a story about, you know what, you, ooh, they would get some of my mouth. Ooh, they would get some of that. No story, no photo. You know, ooh, you're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Miss Brown, as I keep telling you, you keep telling, stay there and keep bringing us the truth, Miss Brown.
No, I ain't the nice lady.
Yes,
be clear.
The truth will set us free, Miss Brown. But, Miss Brown, I want you to hear about the latest. Jim Talon's fundraiser has been canceled because Dick Cheney had to go to Florida, New Orleans, so they put his campaign fundraiser on hold.
You mean after he finished fly fishing, he was then going to go to a fundraiser?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but he said he had to go to New Orleans first to take care of that first before he come up and raise some more money for his campaign chest.
Mm.
And which Jim Talon doesn't know anything about the poverty. That's not even in his vocabulary. But he needs to be questioned about the war on Iraq and privatizing Social Security as well. Ms. Brown, I also want to let you know this. That hypocrite Barbara Bush will never be an Eleanor Roosevelt. And as far as I'm concerned, she can turn her Social Security check back in and do some community service work, Ms. Brown. You have a nice day.
Look, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of any kind of efforts of community service-wise from Barbara Bush. I can't imagine you'd be getting anything that's going to do you any good. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
You know, Liz, I've been hearing about the blacks, but what about...
Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. I've been hearing about the blacks, but you know, there's other people down there. You got the Cajun and we have the
Creole.
Mm-hmm. What happened to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Creoles are mixed with Cajuns and blacks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hear about them? And the Cajuns had a cook show on Sunday showing how they use the alligator and get the ribs and barbecue it and get the tail and make filet mignon out of them. And then, you know, they have cook shows all the time, the Cajuns do. And then they were showing how you use them. And even how to make drunken chicken, even.
All right.
So all of them ain't completely out. It's just the blacks they're doing in.
No, the fact that you're seeing a Cajun cooking show doesn't mean that nothing has happened to Cajun people down in New Orleans, that they came out okay on this. But let's be clear that there was an economic divide in the city of New Orleans. That's an economic divide all over every city in America.
I know.
And as I have been told, because I'm not from St. Louis, that black people have always been relegated to the lowland, the undesirable land. If you flooded every state in America, the first people to die would be people of color or poor people who have been marginalized and relegated to the low water areas. The other folks are on highland. Everybody else is on lowland. So if every state had a Katrina, you would see the same thing. Gotta roll. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Jerry.
Yes.
Good
I'd like to tell you something that happened to me. I'm 62 years old. Tell you something that happened to me 30, 40 years ago, at least 30 years ago. Can I tell you?
Quickly, yes, please.
Okay. It's the beginning of the civil rights movement. And a reporter was asked, and I don't know if he was a Ku Klux Klan member or whatever. He asked him, why was he doing the thing that they're doing? And the guy replied and told him, you don't understand. We are moving up. And our organization will be into government, might even be into presidency. And I'm saying all that to say this, and there's two parts to this. We are under a criminal system, right? We're not under the American government. We're under a criminal system that have infiltrated our political world, and that's what we are being controlled by. And another thing, they had, when black and white TV was first came out, they had an illustration when you was talking about the satellites. They were showing how they got satellites in the sky that can beam the rays of the sun on any parts of the planet and can destroy any vegetation, anything moving. They could also take that satellite and beam the rays of the sun into the ocean and warm the ocean up to create any tornado, hurricane that they wanted. They showed this in 1959 on public television late at night about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So they do have satellites in the sky that can create a storm surge and can create a tornado. They do have that. They showed that on TV 30 years ago, back in 59. I'm sitting there looking at it. They showed it.
Thanks for
what that satellite can do.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for
your call.
Yes.
We have to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And no spot, no stories, no photos. Ain't that some mess? We'll be back.
Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Hello, my friend. This is Minister Ernest Greenlee inviting you to join me for good gospel music and church news you can use every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12 noon. The Holy Ghost take us to a higher level every week. So join me, Minister Ernest Greenlee, and receive a double portion every Saturday morning at 10:30 here on 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee, invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, he's black, Hispanic, Native American. In unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. Everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. It's Farrakhan live.
You need to be part of the movement.
For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen? WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Shadows are falling all over town. Another night and these blues got me down. Oh, misery, I sure could use some company.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Wake Up Call. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, Miss Brown, I would like to ask you to get in touch with Maxine Waters and have her on the show so she can bring the stats and that bill that she had brought on during a special session yesterday on the Senate floor. She talks about the stats of the African American in New Orleans and the bill that was supposed to address some of the poverty and the disadvantage and the lack of response there from the government to that disaster.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. I guess not everybody, when they get old, they give up and conform and say, well, I'm rich. I'm a white guy. Conservatives are right. It's too hard to fight them. Might as well join them. Or if I can't join them, I'm just going to shut my mouth. Apparently, Rolling Stones are rolling on. They have a new, they're going to do their last tour. And they've written a song that they're going to be singing on this tour. And that's on their latest album. It's called it's not Sweet Georgia Brown. It is Sweet Neocon. Sweet Neocon. Let me give you some of the lyrics so that you feel, you know, that some folks aren't going to shuffle off their mortal coil without a little bit of agitation. They're not going to go quietly into that night. This is Sweet Neocon by the Rolling Stones. You call yourself a Christian. I think you're a hypocrite. You say that you are a patriot, and I think you're a crocker. Fill in the blank. And listen, I love gasoline. I drink it every day. But it's getting very pricey, and who's going to pay? How come you're so wrong, my sweet neocon? Is liberty for all? Democracy's our style. Unless you're against us, then it's prison without trial. But one thing that is certain, life is good at Halliburton. If you're really so astute, you should invest in Brown and Root. How come you so wrong, my sweet neocon? All right now. All right now, make you want to buy some tickets for the Stones. That's the Rolling Stones. the stones speak out. One thing is certain, life is good at Halliburton, and if you're really so astute, you should invest in Brown and Root. How come, you so wrong, my sweet neocon? I don't know, y'all. Rise up. You know, the door has been opened, the door has been cracked, the door is there for the pushing. My sweet neocon. Ain't that something? You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hi, Liz, how you doing?
Clark, I'm outstanding. How are you?
Liz, earlier in your program, you gave some quotations from other countries. I was in laughter it's true. These are amazing times, and nature will prove that nature is the commander-in-chief. And the eye of the hurricane is moving toward the White House. And when it's all over and done, Bush will be sitting in his robe in a broken down chair and have to admit that he made a mistake in Iraq. Have a good day.
Thanks for your call, Clark. Take care of yourself. 454-0400. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Renee, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I was listening to the news yesterday where they charged the two nursing home owners with murder because they didn't get the patients out after a warning. And
did they show pictures of them?
No.
Okay.
But what really astounded me, Liz, is that before the hurricane hit, they advised them that the levee would not withstand it. So with that warning, why didn't they find money to start repairing it in time where this disaster may not have happened? And if they, when they ignored that warning, then Liz, why aren't some of those people in charge that had the power to get money to repair that levee, why aren't they charged with crime?
May I ask you a question, Renee?
Yes.
Didn't George W. Bush get a warning?
Yes, he did.
Didn't Chernoff get a warning?
Yes.
Didn't Brown get a warning?
Yes, they did.
All of them got warnings and people died.
Liz,
so why shouldn't they be charged with murder?
This administration needs to be impeached immediately. They need to be displaced.
Do you know that the Gallup poll has been approached to run a survey, to do a poll on whether or not Americans believe that George Bush should be impeached? You know that they've refused to do that?
Liz, these are some scary times.
These are scary times, wicked people, a corrupt administration, and I'm down with Kanye.
Yes.
George W. Bush doesn't care about black people.
And not at all.
Not at all.
Or poor people. All he cares about is the haves and the have more.
And neither does his mama.
That's
and
right.
Neither does his mama.
Have a nice day.
Take care of yourself, Renee. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, quickly, please.
I believe, I'm sort of a cultist. I believe in witchcraft and all that stuff you've been seeing on TV. There's some of that stuff is true, and they got people using forces out here, the good and evil forces out here, and they cause things to happen. Invisible world got invisible world out here, but people can use witchcraft to kill people or
resurrect
the dead.
Who's using witchcraft? I mean, what kind of witchcraft is being used?
It's witchcraft.
So Katrina was a witchcraft thing?
Yeah, that's right.
And who summoned Katrina up?
Could have been Bush. They tried to get that land over there.
Gotcha. All right, thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. Take care of yourself. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Hurricane Ophelia moving ever so slowly. The storm continues to inch up the North Carolina coast. The Outer Banks Islands of Ocracoke and Hatteras at risk today. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power. ABC's Steve Osunsami is to the south in Atlantic Beach.
I think today is going to be a day of assessment for many people here because this was just a Category 1 storm, yet at the same time it just seemed to sit over this area, and right now is still across land. It hasn't moved out to sea, and most storms of this magnitude would have been out by now, but this one is still here.
High water has trapped some people in the homes in the communities of Harlow. President Bush makes a fourth trip to Mississippi and Louisiana. Tonight he'll deliver a primetime address from New Orleans. The White House says he'll discuss rebuilding, the government's response to Hurricane Katrina, and race. Ralph Brennan owns three restaurants in New Orleans and thinks he can be back in business after a little fumigating.
It's pretty smelly. But we'll get it all cleared out and clean the kitchens. And, you know, we could be operating next week.
While the air is smelly, it is not particularly toxic. The muck on the ground, however, has high concentrations of bacteria, lead, and industrial chemicals. A third day of questioning for Chief Justice nominee John Roberts.
Judge, you're really going to miss this, aren't you? You're going to miss doing this every day. I mean, you're not even going to answer that one, are you?
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Senator.
Yeah.
The judge responding to Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont. The Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on the Roberts nomination a week from today. Three suicide bombings and a roadside bomb have killed up to 28 people in Baghdad. A string of attacks yesterday claimed 160 lives. Al-Qaeda in Iraq claimed responsibility and declared an all-out war on the government, Iraqi troops, and the Shiite majority. From the ABC News Money Scope, the Dow up 15, the NASDAQ up a point. This is ABC News.
Time to play
What's That Sound?
Today's sound is
a rare African hissing beetle.
Baby alien's first word.
Someone trying on a cool new outfit from Kohl's Fall Fashion Sale?
That's right. It's Kohl's Fall Fashion Sale. Now, Johnny, tell them what they've won.
Well, if they hurry in starting this Friday, they'll find the latest velvet jackets, embellished denim, suede boots, and more at savings they can really get into. At Kohl's Fall Fashion Sale. Kohl's. Expect great things.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's fall clearance event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
Same-sex marriage will remain legal in Massachusetts for now. ABC's Richard Cantu has more.
Voting 157-39, a joint session of the Massachusetts legislature has crushed a proposed constitutional amendment that would have banned gay marriages in the Commonwealth. The vote came a year after Massachusetts performed the nation's first government-sanctioned gay weddings. This was the second time lawmakers took on the issue. In March of last year, they voted to approve putting the question to voters. It would have taken a second consecutive vote for to get the measure on the ballot. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Oscar-winning producer and director Robert Wise has died. He won double Oscars twice for producing and directing West Side Story and The Sound of Music. Wise directed 39 films in all, including the sci-fi classic The Day the Earth Stood Still. He edited the 1941 Orson Welles classic Citizen Kane and received an Oscar nomination for that. Robert Wise was 91. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin wants President Bush to do something about the high price of gas. Durbin says he and other Democrats sent a letter last month to the president telling him that gas prices are going up so much and so quickly that individuals and small businesses are being harmed.
Small business and trucking businesses find the cost of business going up to the point where there's no profitability and it's hard to keep people working. But we're also seeing it at higher levels.
Durbin cites the fact that both Delta and Northwest Airlines yesterday filed for bankruptcy. He says the Federal Trade Commission must investigate what he calls the gouging of the American people. Illinois Senator Barack Obama is calling for the creation of a chief financial officer to oversee all expenditures associated with Hurricane Katrina relief and reconstruction efforts. Obama, along with Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn yesterday, announced legislation they crafted to ensure the financial integrity of the relief efforts. The senators say the bill would ensure public funds are allocated properly before they are spent, not after. Researchers at the University of Missouri-Columbia are using the Internet to provide support and relief to rheumatoid arthritis patients. A study through the Missouri Arthritis Rehabilitation Research and Training Center focuses on managing the chronic pain and stress of rheumatoid arthritis. The program includes phone contact with facilitators, lessons on topics like managing pain and coping with emotional responses, and interaction with other rheumatoid arthritis sufferers. More information is available at www.marrtc.org. Finally this hour, who is America's best president? A survey of history, law, economics, and political science academics puts George Washington on top, followed by Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. President George W. Bush is in the middle, ranking 19th. James Lindgren, a law professor at Northwestern University, conducted the study for the Wall Street Journal and the Federalist Society. Over time, he says Bush could easily move toward the top or toward the bottom on the list based on his leadership during the war on terrorism and the Iraq war.
He would be an extraordinarily successful president if his moves in the Middle East work out, sort of high return, high risk.
The worst president, James Buchanan, whose presidency led into the Civil War. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Blanche Maxwell at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their e-advantage. Excellence, expertise, and experience all at Blake and Davis. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers Traffic and Weather. Sowers Traffic is sponsored by TV Guide Channel. Eastbound 44 near St. Clair Rest Area, the left lane remains closed due to a tractor-trailer accident from earlier this morning. 14th and Cass expect lane restrictions as crews are battling a warehouse fire. Southbound 270 at Marshall, there's a jackknife semi-trailer, and the right lane is reportedly blocked. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed through the end of the month for maintenance work. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Sappington and 44, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks and I-55, look for normal traffic going on there. And eastbound 40 between 270 and Big Bend is stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton, Skinker, and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, you have slow traffic as well. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into Washington, Elizabeth, expect normal traffic. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 to the Canal Bridge, it is very heavy volume. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, it is stop and go traffic. And westbound 64 at 25th and the 5570 split, look for stop and go traffic as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TV Guide Channel. The Queens of the Red Carpet are back. Watch Joan and Melissa at the live at the Emmy Awards Sunday at 5, only on TV Guide Channel. For listings, visit TVGuide.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Cloudy, rain likely today, high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 67 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 66, clouds and light rain. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It is time for us to use our house. have peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this matter?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't you know that we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. We broadcast all over the world, from Xenia to Zimbabwe. Yes, we do, right here on the Wake Up Call. The shows are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com, LIZZBrown.com. Those are my digits. Handle your business. Get to me. We have much to talk about. I think fundamentally, basically, I believe in the adage that when people show you who they are, believe them. When you are shown what it is, believe it. Katrina has, even though massive flooding, despite horrible oil-soaked waters, I think we can all see clearer now as a result of the flooding by Katrina. It's no coincidence that oil floats on top of water. Oil comes first over water, because this good government has sent, there's an order from George W. Bush to go take the electricity in Mississippi and prioritize getting the oil pipes back online rather than nursing homes and hospitals in Mississippi. Oil floats on water for a reason. Oil comes first in the minds of this administration. I was reading a story out of New Orleans from a woman who was a practical nurse. She was called into work at a historical hospital, historically Black Baptist Hospital, on Sunday night, Memorial Hospital. She stayed with her mother, her niece, and grandniece, 2 years old. She figured they would be safe at the hospital. They went to Baptist Hospital. They had to wait hours to be assigned to a room to sleep in. After they were finally assigned a room, two white nurses suddenly arrived after the cutoff time. And Denise and her family were booted out. The room was given up to the two white nurses. Because there was no place to stay at Baptist, she had to go ride out the storm at her mother's apartment. Her mother stayed at the hospital. She got to her home or her apartment. There was nothing there. Walls caved in. Ceilings caved in. She huddled under a mattress in the hall. She thought she would either die from the storm or die from a heart attack. When she went back on Monday to Baptist, electricity was out. They were running on generators, no air conditioning. The levees broke on Tuesday. The water began rising. They moved patients upstairs. They saw boats pass on what used to be streets. They were told they were going to be evacuated. On Wednesday, four people died next to her. On Thursday, six people died next to her. The people all around her thought that they'd been sent to that hospital to die. This is not an unusual story. There's a great divide in this country of how people are treated and what resources are given to people. And George Bush made the statement that when asked the question about Kanye West's comment that George Bush doesn't care about black people, George Bush, what he thought was a nifty turn of words, he said, Hurricane Katrina didn't discriminate and neither does this administration. Well, sweetie, yes, it did. Poor people were down there in the lowlands. Poor black people were down there in the lowlands. They got it harder. If the streets of New Orleans, the downtown business area, many of the streets are doing okay, are dry, never even got touched by the water, and they're lower than some of the lands that other folks live on, oh yeah, the storm discriminated because man did. We have much to talk about. We need to talk about how disaster relief works, how disaster relief is hurting or helping the poor. How does it work? We know that Halliburton's doing good. Brown and Root's doing real good right about now. No big contracts. We know that there are funeral companies that have committed crimes of losing bodies and burning bodies and cremating bodies. They got no big contracts. We know that they're doing good. How are we going to be doing with disaster relief? How poor people are going to fare under it? We're going to talk about that this morning with the Associate Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress. Joining us from Washington, D.C., we have Derek Douglas. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
Very good. Derek, talk to us about... a lot of people are looking at the United States. People all over the world are looking at the United States. We were talking earlier this morning about how the world has viewed our response to, or this government's response to Hurricane Katrina. And they have seen it in terms of a case of black and white, a case of newspapers are calling us, calling New Orleans a situation that a third world country would be ashamed that their citizens living in such squalor. Talk to us about the disparity that exists in New Orleans and talk to us about what we can expect in terms of relief to be given to people in New Orleans.
Sure. What Katrina did in a matter of days was something that had not occurred in this country or in the world's eyes in hundreds of years, which was that it rolled back the cover on the underbelly of what is going on in this country and what has existed for hundreds of years, which is it demonstrated the level of extreme, concentrated poverty and hopelessness that exists in parts of this country that no one has paid attention to this point. New Orleans for a while has been known as being one of the cities with the highest levels of poverty. The poverty rate in that city is twice the national average. Almost 24% of the people in the city are poor.
And it's hard to think of that in when we think of all of the money that comes into that city from Mardi Gras every year, all of the money that comes into that city from Bourbon Street, that it doesn't, I mean, it seems like it's a moneyed city.
Well, the thing is, there is money in New Orleans, but New Orleans is also a segregated city.
Mm-hmm.
And so what people go and travel and visit and party in is the business downtown district, but all around the city is where the minorities, predominantly African Americans, live, and that is where the abject poverty exists, but no one ever sees it. If you ask someone who's gone to travel and take a vacation in New Orleans, they most likely never saw any of the communities that were hit by Katrina. I would venture to say that for most people in this country, when they didn't even know that that existed
In
New Orleans.
You're
when
right.
They saw it on TV, that's New Orleans. They didn't recognize it.
I remember Derek traveling to New Orleans, and I remember driving around in some of those areas, and the thing that just kind of left me slack-jawed was the kind of poverty that you saw in New Orleans was akin to the poverty that either you've seen or seen pictures of in the Appalachian Mountains. Barefoot teen. I mean, but this is in a metropolitan urban area, you know, barefoot kids without anything.
The child poverty rate in New Orleans was 21%.
Mm.
I mean, think about that. 21% of the kids are, actually, that's statewide. New Orleans, it was 23.
Mm.
I mean, I was shocked myself, and I know the national trends. I know what's been going on. And New Orleans, sad to say, is not an anomaly. Nationally, there are other New Orleans around the country. And Mississippi is the poorest state in the nation. Louisiana was the second poorest state. But you also have in several cities, you know, you can go to New York and there are aspects of it. You can go to Chicago. You can go throughout the country and see this type of concentrated poverty that is so despair and so severe. And the problem is that we have a lot of these situations by design, because when public assistance programs were set up to provide housing, they concentrated these minorities into certain areas. And the studies show that when you concentrate and you pile poverty upon poverty, it creates a certain type of economy that is just, there's nothing there. The job opportunities are not there. The educational systems are not there. All of the things that one needs to get themselves out of poverty are gone. And what's sad is that you mentioned the Reconstruction effort. President Bush is giving a speech tonight where he's going to talk about what the government's going to do, you know, some 2.5 weeks late, what they're going to do.
Well, everybody's back from vacation now,
yeah,
so I guess he can do
back, yeah. But he's going to talk about what they're going to do as part of the reconstructive effort. But what I'm hearing, I mean, he's going to spend a lot of money now. Originally, he said $50 billion. Now he's saying $200 billion, which by far is the most money that the government has spent in history on this type of recovery. But the types of policies that I'm hearing and reading that he's going to do don't seem likely to solve the problem.
Give
For
us some
examples.
We
have concentrated poverty. Everyone knows that's a problem, but what he's proposing is to build 300,000 trailer and mobile homes to pack these people in to live. Does that make any sense?
Well, Derek, it doesn't make any sense, particularly in light of the fact that they are charging $5 billion to build those trailers, and then they're going to destroy them after a couple of years. Particularly, I mean, all of that, none of that makes any sense.
None of it. When there's a system, a program already in place called the Housing Choice Voucher Program, which would give these families money from the government to allow them to go into the relocated areas and rent an apartment. So instead of building a trailer home for $5 billion and putting them there, you give them money, and then they can go and use the market to find an apartment that's suitable and live in that.
And the market, and not just people that are indigent are benefiting from that, but the economy as a whole benefits from that because they're in the economic flow of things. They're paying rent to a landlord. A landlord is able to keep their building. They're able to spend money within a community where the apartments are located. The entire economy benefits from that decision.
Well, you just hit on the dirty secret about poverty in this country, which is that people look at poverty as the other problem, someone else's problem. But what they don't realize is that by eradicating poverty, everybody benefits. Poverty is all of our problems. It's like the Barack Obama always talks about, we're in this together. Your destiny is connected to my destiny. Poverty is a classic example of how that is true, where if you give people the resources and the assistance for them to enter into the economy, to spend money in the housing and other markets, to go and work and create increased productivity of the nation, everybody does better off. Wages go up for everybody, but people haven't yet come to grips with that fact. So they look at it as the problem of the other.
And also, there is, you know, I think that we need to also add that while there's not money for indigent people in poverty, there's certainly a whole lot of money for people that are taking advantage of this. The Halliburtons, the Brown and Roots, there's millions, if not billions, of dollars for certain segments of that very teeny tiny part of this economy to make a whole lot of money off of the poverty of these indigent people.
And, I mean, the current administration has been unabashed in creating these sorts of opportunities for their friends, like the Halliburtons, at the expense of ordinary people. Like you mentioned, the Halliburtons, and they're getting these no-bid contracts.
That's right.
So the government's going to spend $200 billion. These companies are going to come in, no competition to get the contract.
No oversight.
And what Bush did was he waived what is called the Davis-Bacon Act.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
What that act did was, there was an act that said for any government contractor, they have to pay the prevailing wage to the people who work for them. So in New Orleans, that would have been $10.40 an hour. Bush said that he's waiving that requirement. So now if you're a contractor, you can pay anything you can want to the workers.
And we're talking about, Derek, the most desperate people in America. You're offering jobs to people that have absolutely nothing. So what do you think you can pay them and get away with?
Yep. And, I mean, the perverse thing is that they should be taking just the opposite approach and trying to increase the wages so that they pay people a living wage. Also, the number of jobs that they're talking about, the Secretary of Labor was talking about the government trying to create 40,000 jobs when everyone has acknowledged that there are 400,000 jobs lost as a result of this disaster.
Mm.
40,000 is just simply not going to get it done. And are they doing anything to ensure that the people who get the jobs are the people who need them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that, or are construction companies bringing in their crews and doing the work? I mean, there's so many aspects to this, that so many details that are critical to rebuilding the Gulf region in a way that is better. I mean, the fear that progressives have, like myself, is that what they're going to do is rebuild the exact same situation, or situations even worse, when we have an opportunity now to build something better.
And one of the things that I think is just so revealing about this country is that people feel, some people will articulate a feeling of concern about indigent people with a $2,000 debit card, people that have lost their houses, their jobs, their families, their homes, their city. They're concerned about what a person who has nothing will do with a $2,000 debit card that they can only spend in certain places. You just can't go anywhere and spend this $2,000. But they don't articulate the same kind of concern about a company that has already squandered tens of millions of dollars and has now received, and not been punished for that, and has now received possibly another billion-dollar contract. This is an amazing country we live in.
Yeah. I don't even know how to respond to that, because I think part of it might be, to me it makes absolutely no sense, but part of it might be that for people in this country, they can't relate to what Halliburton is doing and the types of mega dollars and the way that they're profiting at the expense of others. They think business is about that.
They're allowed to do that.
They're allowed. That's allowable. That's acceptable. They can relate to what someone does with their money, how they spend their money.
What an individual, a little 45-year-old man, who they don't know that they will never meet. They want to get up in his business, but they don't want to get up in Halliburton's business.
Yeah, and I mean, the problem, what you're tapping into, Liz, is that we need, as a country, we need as progressives, to shine the light on the way that this country looks at poverty. The whole thing is backwards.
And hold that thought, please, Derek, because we have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm talking to Derek Douglas, Associate Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about how we look at the poor. We're talking about the indigent in Louisiana. We're talking about what this country should be willing to deal with, since we've been given this opportunity to see this country for what it is. Hurricane Katrina has done that. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us. Stay with us. To dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Out your favorite pain medication, point your browser to Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen at WGNU.net.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof, and that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
All right, Blues highlight reel, take one.
So he takes the defender, passes to Ketchup Chuck.
Kachuk.
What?
Kachuk.
Gesundheit.
No. His name is Kachuk.
Right. How do you spell that? Never mind. It's been a while.
Take two.
Kachuk walks in.
Skates.
What?
Kachuk skates in.
Right. Good idea. Skates. Got it.
Take three.
Kachuk skates in. He shoots. He. Could you give me the line?
Scores. He shoots. He scores.
Ooh, good one. Scores. Okay, let's do it again.
Just read the copy. Take four.
Blues hockey. The hits, the shots, the saves, the goals. It's all coming back. To get back in blue, call 622-BLUE or log on to stlouisblues.com for tickets. Single game tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at the box office, Ticketmaster outlet, stlouisblues.com, or call 314-622-BLUE. St. Louis Blues hockey, back in blue.
What's up, St. Louis? This is George Cotton.
And I'm Sil Wilson.
And, of course, we're your host of The Real Deal with George and Sil.
The place where you end and start the week.
Well, now you can end and start your week on Tuesday. That's right, starting Tuesday, July 5th, you can catch The Real Deal on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight. Join George and Sil for an informative and controversial talk show, now on Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Hi, I'm Marshall Falk of the St. Louis Rams. Hurricane Katrina has devastated Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and Alabama, but the real struggle has just begun. Hundreds of thousands have been forced from their homes, and many are without food, clean water, and shelter. but you can help. Don't sit on the sidelines. The victims of Hurricane Katrina need your support. Join the team and donate by visiting redcrossstl.org or by calling 1-800-HELP-NOW.
Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Together, we can save a life.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom. Peace and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget. Look upon
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Derek Douglas. He is the Associate Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress, and he is joining us from Washington, D.C. Welcome back, Derek.
Thank you, Liz.
And we were in the middle of a thought.
Yeah, what I was going to say was that what we have to do is to recalibrate the perception and the understanding that people in this country have about poverty. Right now, and what some of this showed, there was a positive thing was that when people thought, they were shocked and they were outraged. And that was across the political spectrum about what they saw. I think everybody agreed that the conditions that existed in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana were such that should not exist in this country. The problem is that for many people, or too many people, they view poverty as being the fault of the person. So they look at it and say that the reason why people are in there, you saw this from conservatives coming out in the media and in the newspapers saying that the reason why people were in this state was because of themselves. They were lazy. They didn't take an issue, that sort of thing.
Poor choices.
But the fact of the matter is, these people are in that situation. No one would choose, I guess the way to look at it, who would choose to be in that situation? Who? What you have is a situation where the job opportunities in these areas are not there. Most people are working, but they're working in very, very low paying jobs, service jobs. The educational systems that are required to get people out are not there. People can't afford mostly higher education when you're making $19,000 a year for a family. You can't afford health care and the other things that are necessary to enable you to have access and to move up the economic ladder. And what this points out is that there is a role for government to play in giving people a fair shot, a fair opportunity to enjoy of the basic standards that everyone would agree on for what people need in life. And the current administration and the philosophy that governs the conservative wing, the Republican Party right now, is get the government out of the way.
Well, no, that's not accurate. It's not get the government out of the way, because government, Walmart wouldn't be able to be the biggest retailer in the world if it wasn't for the hookup with government. Halliburton wouldn't be able to be one of the largest companies in the world if it wasn't their connection with governmental contracts. It's the pushing the philosophy that government is not good for the individual, but government is great for big business. Because
That's right. You're right. I think you corrected me. You were right to correct me, because that's exactly it. What the government basically, and what I meant by that is that they say get the government out of the way of the person, and they basically are shifting the role of the government to big business.
That's right.
So they say for Social Security, instead of having the government come up with and revamp a system of Social Security that will protect our senior citizens, let's turn it over to corporate America and give everyone an investment fund and let the market do it. With education, as opposed to let's invest in our public schools, bring them up to the standards where everyone's getting a good education and can come out and produce and contribute, let's turn it over and give everyone a voucher and let them let the market work it out. There are case after case after case where this current administration and the philosophy is the government needs to remove itself and give turn it over to business and corporate America because they're better able to serve us.
And we have yet to see that.
Look what happened with the response.
I mean, we have yet to see that they're better at it. Every example that we look at, tell me how Halliburton is better at it, or Brown and Root, or WorldCom, or Enron. Tell me how they're better at it. And that, I mean, they've just had marvelous PR to get people to buy into that, that big business is somehow better at it. How?
Well, I mean, the point is that it's not. And they know that. I mean, some people may believe it, but I think that for a lot of them, they recognize that. I mean, look at what's happened in the economy. Bush did all the tax cuts for the wealthy. It's supposed to spur economy, create all these jobs. Yet income has decreased in the country four consecutive years. Poverty rate has increased four consecutive years. The number of jobs that were created by the recovery is the lowest in almost any recovery we've had in the nation's history. It just doesn't work. But I mean, they're pushing this model, and their friends are getting rich. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it.
And, Derek, can we talk for a second about, because you said that there are things that liberals need to do or progressives need to do in order to push this opportunity that, you know, that this door that has been cracked as a result of Katrina. One of the things that's going on that I'm hearing out of Congress are people like Maxine Waters and John Conyers are pushing a reconsideration or reminder of people of what this horrific bankruptcy bill does for poor people and why we need to recalibrate that, as the word that you use, to address the needs of the people coming out of the Katrina catastrophe. What are things that legislators are trying to do to address this issue that Katrina raises?
Bankruptcy is one key area. I mean, about a year ago, they passed the bankruptcy bill. October 17th is the one-year anniversary. It basically made it almost very, very difficult for people who are financially strapped to file for bankruptcy, and it was a big boom for the credit card and corporate America. People have called to look at that again. It hasn't gained as much traction, but I think people are having to listen in the wake of Katrina. Mm-hmm. Another big thing that people can do and start talking about, and we're actually at the center putting on an event to try and put forward specific proposals, is housing policies that are designed to create mobility for low-income families to move out of these situations of concentrated poverty into better housing situations, mixed-income communities, things of that nature. There needs to be fresh, new, bold ideas to break up these concentrations of poverty.
And spending $5 billion on building trailers that are going to be demolished is not the answer.
Not the answer.
We're going to take a break. And Derek, when we come back, I'd like to talk about some other solutions and other issues that we should take the opportunity to put on the table in the wake of Katrina.
Be happy to.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'm talking to Derek Douglas, Associate Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We have much to talk about.
I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. The ghetto's rah-rah, but we got to keep your head up.
I'll keep your head up.
'Cause a new day will come.
Uh-huh.
And love to the sun, even when the darkness
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
See the new Shanghai Circus in Branson, Missouri. Over 40 acrobats of China bring the Aryan to you. From the playful lion dances to the thrilling aerial ballet, you're aiming for an amazing experience. Tumblers and vendors and twisters, lions and dragons and jugglers, oh my! See the new Shanghai Circus in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-8888. That's 417-336-8888.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, be black, Hispanic, Native American in unity. We'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. Everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. It's Farrakhan live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. It's the mass, I've got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Derek Douglas, Associate Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress. He is joining us from Washington, D.C. And, Derek, we were talking about other things that are being considered or that we should be pushing in light of the Katrina catastrophe with regard to policies.
First, I wanted to just mention that the Katrina catastrophe does provide an opportunity for progressives to push through an agenda, I think, that will be better for America. But we should, I want your listeners and everyone to be understand that the Bush administration is also, and the Republicans and conservative wing is also trying to use this as an opportunity to push through the items that they have, to this point, been unsuccessful at getting through, such as tort reform, school vouchers, freeing business from environmental rules, tax cuts and incentives for corporations, that sort of thing. So we need to be very mindful and careful about the package that the president will talk about tonight.
But don't we also have to be spineful? Because there doesn't seem that there's been a whole lot of will and temerity in the actions of Democrats.
And this is the opportunity to be that. This is the opportunity, like no other, to put have a backbone and say that is exactly the wrong way we should go. What we should be doing is to reverse the tax cuts for the richest people in America. We don't have the money now to give it away. You're talking about spending $200 billion for this recovery effort. People are talking about the deficit impact it's going to have is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to be tightening up the belt any way we can because we have to spend whatever it takes to recover for the recovery. They're talking about the estate tax. They need to have a backbone on that.
Mm-hmm.
The estate tax benefits the top 1% of Americans in wealth. And that's a, you know, but it could pay for so many other programs that are so vital. We need to have a backbone. That fight's about to happen on Capitol Hill. There needs to be a backbone to fight it. In terms of a progressive agenda, though, I'd already talked about the housing and that issue and the housing mobility and home ownership for low income, first for low income families. There's also needs to be stuff done on the job front. And that is, you have 400,000 jobs that are going to be lost. We need to have a very progressive and aggressive job policy to get people opportunities that would allow them to earn income and live. Also, that provide them with the skills that are necessary and training to get jobs in the future. Also, I mean, one of the best ways to help people out, because a lot of people are in low-income jobs, is to raise the minimum wage and pay them a livable wage and also expand the earned income tax credit. Those are some concrete things that could be done in the short term. And health care, obviously, is one as well.
Health care is a huge one. We had about 30 members of a family here in the station on Monday that have been displaced here to St. Louis. And one of the things that they talked about was the difficulty that they were having in terms of getting they have diabetics in the family. They have people with high blood pressure. They have people that have medical needs. Mercy Hospital in New Orleans was a free hospital.
They,
and we don't have that type of resource
yes.
here in the state of Missouri.
And
I think that this is an opportunity to reveal all of the things that don't exist all across this country since people are being displaced all over this country.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, there's the twofold. There's the opportunity to shine the light and to come up with new ideas, but also what you just pointed out with 30 people that were in there. Is that there's immediate needs that have to be served.
Absolutely.
And there is a bill, actually, that was proposed recently called the Temporary Medicaid Disaster Relief Act, which would essentially expand the eligibility requirements and make it easier for people who have been displaced to qualify for Medicaid and also then to have the federal government step in to cover the bills because the states are strapped. Louisiana, Mississippi, they have so many other strains on their budget right now that because Medicaid is normally a program that's paid by the federal government and the states, but under this bill, the federal government would pay it, and it'd make it easier for people all throughout the country who have been relocated to various states to qualify.
Because our governor, our Republican governor, just kicked 100,000 people off of Medicaid. This is awful. It's just awful. So
yeah,
that would
I mean,
Derek, we just have such a powerful opportunity to, if the Democrats, if the people that push the Democrats, if the entities and organizations that push the Democrats, or liberal-thinking people or progressive-thinking people, we have such an opportunity to make some serious changes.
Yeah, this opportunity, you have to seize it, and you have to seize it now. And it's got to be both the message, the stuff we were talking about earlier of changing the consciousness and the perspective that people have of poverty and really helping them to understand it, but also it's got to be backed up with specific proposals that will advance the cause for these low-income families that have been neglected for so long.
And also, it's an opportunity for a type of dialogue, because we haven't talked about race here. We've talked about the issue of finances and poor versus rich, but there's also an opportunity. Kanye West said it. George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. It's time to talk about the race component in this.
The race component is huge, and it's been interesting for me watching it, because that has been the one that still to this day has made people most uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at it and they could talk about the economics and how bad it was that people didn't have food and had poor homes, that sort of thing. But when you start talking about the racial component,
they go O.J. Simpson on you.
They go O.J. Simpson, or they just get very uncomfortable. And what are you talking about? There was a poll recently that came out that showed that I think 75% of African Americans felt that the response and the lack thereof had racial elements to it. Racism played a part in it. 75% of whites said that race played no part.
You know what? I saw something amazing. I saw Brian Williams, the man that has replaced Peter Jennings, kind of looks like Peter Jennings' clone. He was on Comedy Central, and he said, and he was on The Daily Show on Comedy Central, and he said, you know what, the thing that he was seeing or he was hearing from people in the immediate hours after Katrina and the flooding and when people were seeing the horror of what was happening in as a result of Katrina, he said that it is undeniable that all across this country that people feel that had this storm happened in Nantucket, we wouldn't have had this response. So he said that out of his mouth.
Wow.
You know,
I mean,
but I think that the challenge that progressives have is the further we get away from this, the dulling of people's feelings about it.
We got to take on the tough issues. We got to take on the tough issues. Race is one that has to be addressed, and I agree with you. We have to bring it up. Now, we also have to capture these images, and, you know, we have to be able to save this stuff so that people don't forget.
That's right.
Because we know about the attention span of the American people. It's about 2 seconds. And as soon as these images start going off the television and the news every night, they're going to be on to the next thing.
And not only are they going to be on to the next thing, but there will also be the constant badgering from right-wing media that it was nothing. Those people got $2,000 debit cards. They should be happy. So there will be the constant untrue negative imagery to replace the absence of the truth.
I think, didn't President Bush's mother say that the people are better off now than they were before?
And his wife couldn't remember the name of the storm. She called it Corina. You know, so yes. I mean, it's already begun.
Oh, boy.
you know, you just got to shake your head over this madness.
Okay.
So, Derek, where can people find out more information about the Center for American Progress?
They can go on our website at www.americanprogress.org. We actually have a page devoted to Katrina. We have a document we prepared called Who Are the Victims that lays out a lot of this data and statistics about who was impacted. We also have specific proposals, and we'll be putting on more because we're rolling out a series here of events related to the Katrina disaster and what we should be doing to rebuild a better America.
Excellent. Derek Douglas, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thanks for having me, Liz. Have a great day.
You too. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
I will never tell you that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
We'll be right back. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. In a few hours, President Bush will leave for the Gulf Coast. He'll deliver a primetime address from New Orleans.
In the heart of a city that is still dark and wet and empty, President Bush will try to reassure Americans there will be a strong recovery from Hurricane Katrina. Presidential Advisor Dan Bartlett gives us